Good morning, DAB family. It's Paula from Albuquerque. Just finished listening to today's podcast, December 5th, Friday. Hallelujah, we made it to Friday. I am always so moved when we get to today's readings. Those two books, Hosea and then chapter 5 in 1 John, got me through the last year or two of my marriage when it was dying, a horrible death. I hope this gives somebody encouragement. I was blessed with some sisters that stood by my side, and we fasted and prayed through Hosea specifically. And it was such a picture for me, and it still is to this day. I was reminded yet again today, I'm thankful for God's hand on me and my children, and even my ex-husband. He's still alive, and I believe that God is still trying to get his attention. But he kept his hand on me and kept me strong through all of it. And I hope this encourages those of you that are in the same situation. I was reminded by my pastor recently, God never panics. So when we're going through things, trust him. Doing a study on trust as well. I love you all. Have a very blessed weekend. Talk to you later.
Donna in South Carolina. This is Susan from Canada. God's Yellow Flower calling, and I want to pray for your upcoming months. Lord God, this is a very, very distressing diagnosis to have a brain tumor as our most diagnosis, but Lord God, we're lifting Donna up to you at this moment and ask that as she goes through the biopsies and gets the results and goes through the surgery and anything else that is needed, we pray that your walk with her would be fulfilling, would be a blessing to those around her, that she would be completely recovered if it's in your will, and that, Lord God, in all things you would be glorified. Father, when you're so ill and needing so much help, I pray over the medical staff that they'll be sensitive to her needs and open to listen to her and be curious as to where her joy comes from. I pray, Lord God, of course, for a complete recovery and strength and courage to face each day in this coming few months. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
I am a self-sabotager. I keep messing everything up in my life. I've not only messed up my marriage and my daughters, but the way I've been selfish and prideful and compared myself to others when they were little and they saw that and now they do it. And there's no fixing what I broke when they were little. And now I still don't have a job because I just quit today because I think I'm stupid and I can't do anything and I can't stop hating myself. I just wish that God would just take me back home. I don't think I'm cut out for this world anymore, and I don't know what else to do. I've basically sold myself to the devil, and I don't know if I can ever get my soul back to Jesus because of all of the bitterness and hatred in my heart. I don't think I'll ever change. I don't know how it's possible. I wish I was never born. My family would be better off without me if I wasn't here. And I'm contemplating. But
It's December 5th, and I'm listening to the podcast by Brian and listening to Hosea and John poems, poetry, psalms, proverbs, as we always do. And at the end, a man named Lennox called in, stating that he had long COVID, which left him feeling really bad, and he was suffering from anxiety and depression. I also know people who have had long COVID, and apparently it comes back and creeps in from time to time. You never know when it'll hit you. So I pray to Jesus to cover you, to heal you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, that you no longer suffer from this disease, nor have the depression and anxiety associated with it. I'm Jersey Jane for Jesus, and I have been a listener and a prayer warrior for several years now, but my depression overcame me, and I haven't called in as much, but I do listen every day and pray every day. And so I want you to know, Lennox, that you are important to me. My dad family in general is important to me. I love them all, and I know so many by their voice that I don't even have to find out who it is speaking, because I know who it is. But I pray for you, and I hope, Lennox, that things go well, and God bless. Amen.
Just want everybody to pray for my business. This is Eastern Carolina man, and the new farm that helped the reentry guys. Have God lead me in that. In Jesus' name, thank you. And thank you, Brian and Jill, for all you do. It's helped me through prison and where I am today.
Hi, y'all. It's Beloved on the Beach. I am coming on for some more specific prayer. Since the last time I've called in, it's been about 2 weeks, and so much has happened because of the Lord and His mighty hand of revelation. What started as just my oldest daughter, Emma, as I've been having you pray, with a sexual assault when she was 12, it's come out that a neighborhood girl from our old neighborhood in Massachusetts also assaulted both my middle and younger daughters. And so all of my children, in the course of 2 weeks, it's come out that they have been assaulted. So it's just been a lot. And so I'm in prayer for that. I just pray for God's healing and that they'll seek counseling, because everyone's very resistant and we're over our head. And we need counseling. But also, my marriage is not doing good. My husband and I are both sexual assault survivors as well. And it's very clear that the other revelation that has been shown is that my husband, I don't think, is healed from his. He has retreated and gone back to old destructive behaviors. He's dismissive, irritable, lashing out, not available to me, just not being a biblical husband.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon. I was just walking around our house and doing a lot of praying out loud against things and for things and just cleaning house, so to speak. And at the end, or actually throughout the prayer, and especially at the end, there was this deep heartfelt in Jesus' name. And I felt my fellow sisters here from the DAB who's in Jesus' name when they pray, I just love. And I immediately thought of From Junk to Treasure and Kay from Ohio and just the strength and the power that I sense and feel whenever I hear you pray. So I just wanted to thank you for being my sisters and for being along on this ride with me. I love this community down to the very tips of my toes. I just love it, and I'm so thankful for it. I haven't been calling in as much, mainly because I've been running, and it's hard for me to run and pray onto a recording when I am. So just know that I am still praying for all of you, and I love listening to the prayer and encouragement line. Just what a gift we have here. God bless you all.
Sometimes I win and sometimes I lose, but I always try and I never refuse. Because if nothing's ever ventured, then nothing will be gained. It's only through hard work that anything's obtained. Some people can't do what they're told, while others can't seem to do anything without being told. There's often security clinging tight to the trunk, but the fruit's usually found out on a limb. So one must debunk and learn to take risks if you want to capture your goal. If you bury your talents, nothing will unfold. And talents vary, and sometimes you'll fall. But just ask God to help you. He gives help to all. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everybody. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Family, it's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling. And today is December the 7th. And I just want to lift up in prayer the lady who is going to Germany to put her mom, prepare her mom for the nursing home, and for the lady who asked for prayer on her marriage. So Heavenly Father, we lift these ladies up to you. We ask Heavenly Father that you give them the words they need to be successful in their goals, Lord God. And we pray that you would prepare the hearts of the husband and the mother to receive these words from you for their good and for obedience to you. Father, prepare those hearts to receive the truth. I especially pray for all marriages, dear God, as marriage is such a sacrifice on both sides. And it's so much easier when you're on the same page. But when one is a receiver and one is a giver, it gets tiring after a while. So we pray, Lord God, that you would open the eyes of those who are just takers and not givers, so that it can be a two-way street. The love can flow freely. No matter where we are or what position we're in, Lord God, be our actions and deeds today. In Jesus' name I pray.
Marion, North Carolina, this is God's Life Speaker. Today is the 5th of December, but I'm listening to November 15th community prayers. And you asked for prayer for Joy, Karina Faith, and Victory. Your son Trinity is on fire for the Lord, but your girls need prayer. And you know, you had said that they witnessed your trauma, but they felt like maybe you made too many mistakes and weren't a good model. You know, they sound like they've grown up, and I'm glad you've handed your kids to the Lord. I also need to do that. But God works out all the time under the soil when we don't see things. And they didn't have all the ins and outs of your life and the things you're bringing from your past and your family. But it's up to them now. It's up to them to please the Lord and to glorify the Lord in their lives as you continue to just work out your salvation. It's a journey, and I pray that someday they understand that, and I pray that someday that they would work out with fear and trembling their salvation here on earth. So, Heavenly Father, thank you for Mary. Thank you for her heart to come here to the community so we could lift her, her girls, and her son in prayer, and that you would just continue to strengthen her. Have her to be the one, like Paul says in Philippians 4:9, the things that you learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things and the God of peace will be with you. Mary, you continue to be the example. We pray your girls will come to know him in Jesus' name.
This is Nancy from Nebraska, and I've been listening to the Thanksgiving messages and just so truly blessed. And I just want to send a message to Brian and Jill, their family. And somebody had mentioned on there about how God has really blessed you in this ministry, and he has, and we're so thankful for that. But through him blessing you, we have all been the recipients of much blessing, and just want to say thank you for that. You know, there's just listening, there's so many of us that, oh, the needs are great, aren't they? But we also all have thankfulness, much joy, and many reasons to give praises unto God. And we just love this family, and thank you for being so faithful. We need this, and I know in my Thanksgiving message I had said that I could not find another app that would even begin to compare with this. And as I've listened to everybody talking, I just want to add that there is not a community of people like this in the Bible apps, or I don't know about other apps, but I am so thankful for the way you have formatted this, and thankful, again, as others have said, that you were so obedient to God's calling. Love you guys.
Hello, Deb family. This is Deneen, a.k.a. His Beauty for My Ashes. I'm calling from Philadelphia. I just wanted to call in and wish everyone a happy holidays. I just thank God for you guys, and I just wanted to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I've been with you guys for close to, I think this will be my third year going with you guys on this journey. So I came across this platform 3 years ago, and I believe it's 3 years ago, and I can't remember how. I think I might have looked it up, I'm not sure, but I'm so grateful that I am here, and I love you guys, and yeah, I pray that your holiday would be amazing, and I will see you on the other side. Love you guys. Bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan, calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Genesis 50, verse 20. Father God, we lift up to you today Jasmine from Jersey. Just as Joseph's brothers meant to do him harm when they sold him into slavery, so has Jasmine experienced assault and the after effects of that trauma. Lord God, what man intended for harm, will you use it for your good? Give Jasmine favor in her life. Open doors for her to grow through the situation. Lord God, if this assault leads to legal action, protect Jasmine from further trauma. Send her an advocate, a friend to walk this road with. We pray that the lies of the enemy be silenced, and that the Holy Spirit overwhelms her heart and mind with love and comfort. We ask all these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Jasmine. A part of that prayer came from 8 Verses and Prayers for Those Recovering from Trauma by Jessica Brody. Thought that maybe that it's just a blog. That'll help. Love you, sister.
Hello, Davis. This is Kay from Ohio. All praise to God, our Savior and King, who lives and reigns forever, who has heard every prayer request that has gone forth before we even brought it to the Davers. God, we need you. God, we need you. This is a season of unrest. There's a season of mourning and lamenting. God, we need you. I know you heard us the first time we said it. And now we're connecting with others so that we can grieve together, so that we can rejoice together, so that we can strategize together, so that we can be the support that the other person needs. God, give them strength right now. Whatever they're doing, that they feel your presence overwhelm them, and that we open up our arms, open up our hands, and receive what you have for us today. God, take out every preconceived notion of how the day should go, how the situation should go, how we think the people should act towards us, what we think the people need from us. God, please erase it and replace it with your glory so that we can see it from your lens, knowing that we're acting as your mouthpiece and that we will say what needs to be said and don't say anything that does not need to be said, God. The hearts will be lifted when we leave their presence, because we left them with the peace of God that passes all understanding. Thank you, God, for coming to see about us. Thank you for every heartache. Thank you for everyone that's dealing with long COVID right now. Thank you for every death that is happening right now, that's already happened. Thank you for every family member that left. Thank you for every family member that's coming. Thank you for joy. Have your way, God. We say thank you in your son Jesus' name. We pray and count it done.
Today is the Sabbath, and I'm sending up praise. You're sending back sunlight, and I'm basking in its rays. Birds serenading me as my heart sings to you. Your breezes caress me, and they smell fragrant too. You give me so much, Father. What more can I say? Please help me to be still on this most holy day. I gave up the dope. You in turn gave me hope. I gave up the wealth, and you restored perfect health. All those I love are loving me still, though I failed them all greatly by not doing your will. I'm learning to be happy inside when alone, because you never forsake me. In fact, your love's grown. So here on the Sabbath, I want you to know that I know it's not me, Father, that has caused me to grow. It's only by your Spirit, which freely you give, that changes and inspires my life as I live. Because I'm truly unworthy to say anything to you except thank you, Father, for all that you do.
Angie from Texas, it's Susan from Canada calling. Keith died just over a year ago. I know he's a little bit older than your son. I think by 10 years. Keith was 45. Anyway, I know what you're going through. It's a difficult season. He died in October of last year, and his birthday's in October, and that was rough too. So I pray, Lord God, that you would be our comfort. It's been a long, hard road for us all who have lost loved ones. And I especially lift up Angie's husband to you. I hear the love she has for him in her voice. And I lift him up to you and ask you to be his strength, as he is the strength for his family. Father Jesus, just envelop him and lift him up high. above the cares and worries of the world. Father, keep his eyes focused on you and not on circumstances. Build up his faith through this horrible experience so he can be a strong father of grace and mercy to his family and those about him, as you are to us. I pray that Holy Spirit would rise up in him, bring healing in your wings, and just lift him above the grief that he's feeling for his son. The memories, Lord God, that bring tears right now, may they bring a smile on his face. I ask this all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Hi, my Dab family. This is Jersey Jane for Jesus calling in on the second Sunday in Advent, the 7th. I have had a long journey, as some of you may recall, fighting depression, but getting back into the Bible, catching up, and listening especially to the Thanksgiving and the long 8 hours or more of testimonies about the campfire really lifted my heart. I loved listening to each of you. I won't name you except for one, and that is Slave of Jesus. The reason I pull Slave of Jesus out of the group of 8 hours is that I had the same background as you. I was raised in a secular home. I don't know if we even had a Bible. I got my Bible lessons in public school because in those days the Bible was read and we sang hymns in public school, so I had that background. But I never knew the Bible. And when I finally came to Christ, it was through a friend named Kathy, who has since passed away at the age of 103. And I have found great love and support in my church. It's a beautiful place for friendships, caring, loving, and God. So I want to thank everybody for your prayers, for your Thanksgiving wishes, and of course, Brian, Jill, China, Ezekiel, God bless.
Redeemed in Southern Illinois and Sparky, you both are back-to-back at about 10 minutes left on the community prayers of November 15th. And Sparky, you were talking about not seeing your boys in the holidays, and right after that, Redeemed came on and shared her grief, different types of grief story. And while you were talking, Sparky, I was thinking about, even though the holidays, they were just this mix and swirl of memories, of joy, of sadness, of grief, and grief for how it was, grief for how it could be, and it's real. And we need to give that time and sit in it, process it, feel our feelings, not do them, and come higher, go forward, continue to come upward to the upward call of Christ. Everybody has grief, and the holidays, they just get more pronounced. Yeah. So Heavenly Father, you know, you've created each one of us, those in our lives that have gone before and those coming and those who we do life with now. And you understand grief. You understand it through your Son that you gave to us. So Lord, help us to grieve well, if that's possible, but if we are reminded to rejoice always in the Lord, in you, may our hearts and minds be at peace. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. It's December 7th, 2025. So I just want prayer about, I'm filling an application out for apartment. over in South Lyon, or actually New Hudson, Michigan. So I just want prayer about that. If this is where God wants me, that He would open a door. Because I only want to be where God wants me to be. Because I want to be in a safe neighborhood. And I want to feel at home where I'm at. And I always know that location, location, location is very important. That's what I heard once. So I'm hoping to find another home church, but I still am connected to the one I go to in New Haven, Michigan. So I just want a prayer for this, because I've been totally scared and confused and stressed, because I feel like I'm being pressured to come over there, because the people keep telling me, you're one of us now, you're part of our family, you need to come over here. And I know they're right, but, and I'm driving 50 miles to work and an hour and a half home, and the freeway is closed for 2 years. So I'm just like, it's been really stressful, especially when people are whipping around me and I'm hearing about drive-by shootings on the freeway, or people just like drive stupid out there and are crazy. And I'm sorry if I shouldn't call people stupid, but that's the way they drive out there. They drive like they think they're on a racetrack, and it's not a racetrack. They need to be safe around other people, because people got kids in their car. So I just want prayer for God's direction. Thank you. Bye.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A couple of prayer requests. First and foremost, a gentleman named Sean, who's in the Bible group that I meet with on Tuesdays, has gone in the hospice a number of years ago. He had brain tumor. He battled that, wasn't supposed to survive, but he survives for 10 plus years after that, and recently has had some other complications. So I ask that you please be with him and pray and healing for him, be with his wife and his children, that they can continue to draw closer to our Lord and Savior during this time for comfort and peace and well going for the future. Also, if you could pray for my son, Nicholas. I just talked to him, and just I get a little frustrated with him. I'm going to send him a letter along. He needs some money, so I'm going to send him that. But please continue to pray for Nicholas, that he'll find work and a good place to stay, and that my son, Nathan, he's in jail, but he'll use this time to hopefully draw closer to our Lord and Savior. Now, praying for some children, Tom called in, would like us to pray for his daughter, Missy. Caleb has Trisomy 18 and is looking to get a job. We want to give praise and glory to that, and I pray she has found the job already. Mary called in, would like us to pray for son Trinity, Worldwide Gaming Network, and she explained what that all was, a finalist, and that he decided not to win for whatever that is, and he was receiving some backlash. Praise and glory to him. We ask that he continue to draw closer to you, Lord. Also, the butterfly from Bakersfield called in, would like us to pray for daughter Vanessa, lost a baby, and just with all of that situation that is going on there, and then the mother, Hannah, who has lung cancer.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. This is Joyful in Virginia, and I've enjoyed this weekend spending a lot of time with you guys around the campfire, catching up and listening to the campfire stories. But I was listening to, somewhere around the first of the month, I heard Brian from Huber Heights, and I just really got a notion from God to call in. And I know I've said this before, but I get a real sense that God is saying, really let your son go, leave him in my hands. And I felt like he wanted me to tell him a story. I don't have kids, but I've helped raise my aunt, my niece, who was having a little bit trouble getting started in adulthood. And then she'd been taking advantage of me for about the last year, not paying rent, bringing someone in to say they're going to bring rent and then not paying rent. And I hated to have to do a thing saying you have to get out of here within 30 days, because I was afraid she'd be on the street. And I just kept feeling like God said, let me take care of her. You know, let me, because she's running away from God, but it's like, let me do it. And 6 months later, and she's living with her dad with her husband, and she's happy as can be. She's raised, doing a home, stable. I mean, because she had been in the psych ward like 3 times, so a lot of mental health as well. Anyways, I'm almost done, but I'm just, Lord, I just pray for Brian that you would just help him to see if he keeps pulling his son back, or that he would leave him at his feet.
Continuation. Intercessor, liaison, advocate, priest. For of all in creation, I'm definitely one of the least. But you keep on blessing me. And there's no reason why, if you thought like humans, you'd have left me to die. But you reached down and grabbed me from the pit of despair. And here on the Sabbath, I'm glad that you're there. Because I love you, Father, more than all things in this life, including the lady that I want for my wife. I want to thank you, Father, for all things again. Especially for Jesus and the Holy Spirit within. Because the Sabbath is holy, while I definitely am not. And I'm very, very thankful for all that I've got. Broken and tear-stained, I fall at your feet. But you keep lifting me up and you make life complete. I can hear the birds singing. I can feel the sun's rays. Here on the Sabbath, my heart's sending up praise. I love you, Father. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. And a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Dear Father, I praise you and I come with thanksgiving in my heart before your holy throne, God. Thank you for you are good, Father. And we will not understand when things happen, when trials come our way, Father, situations, health issues, Father, some more than others, Lord. But I come before you, dear Father, in confidence. Pray for my diverse, dear Father. And so many out there who are in need, and they have faith and they put their trust in you, dear God, by calling in for prayer. I pray, dear God, for the 57-year-old father who lost his son about a year and a half ago. I pray, God, that you give him the strength that he needs, Lord. That you give him the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength, Father. I pray, dear God, in Jesus' name, that you help him, embrace him. Father, with your peace that surpasses all understanding, God, help him to put his trust in you, dear God. Please visit him, Holy Spirit, at this moment. I pray for Lisa, who is on her way for surgery, brain surgery. Father, I pray that nothing will be wrong, dear God, that the doctor may find nothing in the name of Jesus. Please embrace her with your peace, dear God. Please, Father God, be with my Debras, my sweet siblings that I love so much. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father, ahead of time for listening. We look forward to testimonies, Father, so the others can believe. Father, in Jesus' name, Minita from Lombard.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we come before you today acknowledging that we are but vessels, and you are the source of all power and guidance. We ask for your grace to help us navigate the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. We want to be mindful of your presence in our day and to act in accordance with your will. We surrender our plans and our anxieties to you, trusting that you will lead us and provide for all our needs. Help us to be vessels of your love and to complete our tasks with diligence and hearts that are open to your guidance. May our actions bring glory to your name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
This is Hands to Heaven. I invite you to join me as we pray beneath the tree using Jody Barrett's book, Jingle and Joy. Today we pray for our children and the children of others. Our verse is Proverbs 22:6. Direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. O Lord, one of the most precious gifts you give, you place in our arms and call them children, fragile and strong at the same time. May we be faithful to pray for and with our children. Many face battles we are completely unaware of. Be their mighty warrior. Fight on their behalf. Mold them and shape them. Dwell in their hearts. Consume them with your love. Be their peace, their hope, and their joy. When they rise, let us sing joyfully about who you are. When they sleep, let us place our requests for them at the cross. Help us remember you love them even more than we do. You are their good, good Father. Amen. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan, December 7th, 2025. This is a thank you to the person that put money on my PayPal. That's all I wanted to call in for. I appreciate it. Thank you. It'll help me with groceries and gasoline. Thanks and have a wonderful day. Bye.
Hey, this is From Junk to Treasure, and I have finished with the campfire stories. And oh my gosh, it touches me up in my feels. The Christmas edition has always been very special, and I always feel so melancholy. But this time, this campfire story really, really got me, and I've taken my time going through them. And I so missed hearing from Prisoner of Hope, Beloved in Texas, Radiant Rachel, God Smile, and Pita, Terry the Trucker, and of course, Addicted to Christ, who's left us several years ago, and then His Mighty Tortoise, and Lisa, of course, who has all gone on to heaven. As I was going through there was 8 different call-ins that probably accidentally got included in this, that they were praying for others or offering some prayers and encouragement. So I didn't count them in this total. But I counted 213 females and 79 males and 9 couples. Some of the couples, both of the people didn't talk, but I went ahead and added them on this list. And within those female and male callers, there was 7 first-time callers. And there was 18 of the male and female that were no names. I know sometimes people don't give their names because of privacy issues, and I understand that. I just wish people would give us a moniker or something like that, so we can pray more specific for you. And it's always wonderful to hear names so that we can call out those names to Jesus when we praise Him over them or pray over them. So I just thought this was interesting and just wanted to share that. I know it's probably kind of boring, but there it is. Make treasures out of the junk that's sown in.
His little Cherie in Canada. This is Jersey Jane for Jesus. I heard you praying for Eagle Eye Bruce, and I am standing in agreement with you, asking Jesus to give him comfort and peace, and if it be his will, to bring him to heaven. And I ask this in his name. Amen.
Hello, this is God's Little Bird in New York, and I'm calling to pray for a man who called in to the community prayer on December 6th, and at about an hour and 20, I can't exactly understand his name. I think Mika from Harrisburg, maybe, but Mika, you're fighting with work, and there's a health issue, there's MRIs, and there's PT, and you don't know which way to go in this situation, stay or go, and it's very confusing, and you just have nothing left. And I think that God is going to provide for you. It's just going to come from somewhere you don't expect. And the Bible says in James 1:5 that if any of you needs wisdom, that you should ask, and then it'll be given to you generously and without finding fault. And so I think that that is what is needed here. You said, I don't think I can go to a random church and ask for help, but I think that if you ask the Spirit for wisdom in that, that the Spirit will guide you and show you the way and show you where help can come from, because it's not going to be anything you could ever think of. God is going to show you in this situation. He's going to show you himself in a way that will leave you a really strong testimony that he can use in the future to open up other people's eyes to the presence of God in your life and in their lives. And so, Lord, I pray for everything I just said that I think and hope would happen, knowing your goodness, knowing your faithfulness, Lord, that you will come through, you will jump in, and you will save this child of yours. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Psalm 55:22. Father God, we lift up to you today, resting in God's shadow, and pray that she gives her burdens to you and all that she feels about her impending divorce. She feels called to show her vulnerability. Father, you have promised to take care of her through her vulnerability. You will not permit her to slip and fall. We pray she opens herself to what you are doing in her life and through this divorce. We pray for softening of her ex-husband's heart and for an amicable separation. But Father, if it is your will to teach her or her ex-husband through this experience, we pray that they grow in you and practice what you are teaching. Father, we love this son and daughter of yours, and we pray for their peace and understanding in you and all that you're doing. We ask all these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, sister. Let us know how you're doing.
I believe it's Ann from Texas. Your call. Wanted to pray for you and your husband. Father God, we just pray that you be with this family, Lord, as they've suffered loss of their son. Father, there's no greater pain than the loss of a child, Lord. And this husband is carrying his strength. Father, I ask that you help to give him your strength, God. Help him be the patriarch of that family. Help this wife to support her husband and back him at everything he's doing, Lord. And Father, I just ask that you help to know his heart, that everything he does in life, he's doing for the children and in the memory of that son. Lord, we ask that you shower blessings upon them. We ask that you give him good news today. Lord, help him to look forward, help him to express his pain, and help his wife to be there when he needs to talk. Father, you're an amazing healing agent. Father, you're inside of us. Be inside of this family, Lord. Help the children. Father, help them step forward and keep leaning into you, God. Help them to see the miracles that you're waiting to show them. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Hey, fam, Spark. Wanted to pray for Alyssa and her investigative surgery. Father God, we ask that you be with his mother, and we ask that you be with their children, Lord. Father, give them strength after losing their father and the fear of losing another parent, Lord. Father, we ask that you have a miraculous outcome from this situation. Father, heal her brain. Help her to to step past all of the hurdles that she's feeling, Lord. Help her children to have the knowledge that you're in control, and help this friend that called in to help encourage her, God. Lord, I can't wait to hear the beautiful news, and I pray that your healing hand rests over this family. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
This is Hands to Heaven inviting you to join me as we pray beneath the tree using Jody Barrett's book, Jingle and Joy. Today's verse is 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. Today we pray for those who are grieving. We can ask God to be their comfort. We can ask God to surround them with love and support. We can ask God to be their strength when they're weak. We can ask God to show us how and when to reach out to the grieving. Surround those who are aching this season with your love and prayers. Reach out. Invite someone over. Write a card. Let them know they're not alone. Lord, you sent your Son to walk this earth, to experience everything we do. He shed tears. He grieved. He cried with his friends over death, even with the promise of life eternally. You understand. Be the great comforter to those whose hearts ache from loss. Be strength and life to the hurting. Help us reach out so that no one walks alone through grief. Amen. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hi, everybody. This is Alta Lee Halley on the 8th of December. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. We've just gone through something with my daughter, but I must forgive. I must go on. I must not let this affect our health. And we praise you, Jesus. Praise you for dying for us on the cross. And I'd like to lift up more countries. Comoros, we pray for new believers who are often persecuted by their families for converting from Islam. In Jesus' name. Maldives, we pray that new Christians in the Maldives will find ways to be disciple in the faith. In Jesus' mighty name. Jordan, we pray that churches ministering to Muslim refugees will have the resources they need to continue their work. In Jesus' name. Burundi, we pray that Christian converts from Islam will be strengthened through fellowship with the body of Christ. In Jesus' name. Chad, thank the Lord according to Psalm 9:9 for Christians working to help Sudanese refugees in Chad. I know these martyrs have had to forgive. So Lord, forgive me, Lord, and help me to forgive others. Help me to forgive my daughter, Tracy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Dabbers, it's Fearfully and Wonderfully Made in Winchester, Virginia, and I just received my Daily Audio Bible Christmas box. Oh my goodness, Brian and Jill, you outdid yourselves this year. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Christmas box. Oh, thank you so much for putting this together. It is going to be a treasure for many, many years to come. Everybody, if you haven't received your box yet, you are in for a treat. Just calling to say thank you, Brian and Jill, for everything you do. Love you, Dabbers. Have a great day.
Yes, this is Redeemed in Southern Illinois calling in a prayer for Mirabelle in Scotland. She's going to, her and the family is moving her mom into a care facility today, Monday, December 8th, when I'm hearing this prayer request. We're lifting up your mom and all of you. We know it's so difficult, and I'm not sure what her condition is, but she doesn't want to leave her home, which is so understandable and so common. So I pray just gentle actions and guidance as you do this. We know it is the best thing for her safety and health wise. And I'll just be praying for you that it can go as great as possible. I pray for the people working at the facility that they'll be kind, and they experience this all the time, but I pray that they would show compassion to your mom as maybe she worries about things and all of that. I love you, sweet sister. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and going on talking about the wonderful campfire stories that we were able to be a part of and listen to. It was just a wonderful addition to our normal prayers and encouragement. And there was a couple people that said that they were new here. There's a lot of new monikers that I heard that I hadn't wrote down in the past. Perhaps that may have been because they were from the DABC side. I don't know, but I want to welcome the new members anyway. Welcome, welcome, new member to the DAB. We are so thrilled to have you join our family. If you have a soul hurt or know a family in distress, don't feel ashamed to call. We are all a broken mess. We glean from the Word, the commentaries, and the encouragers here, prayers like fireworks going up from far and near. May searching for God and loving others be a burning desire. Come daily and throw your log on this global campfire.
Hey guys, it's Tanika Tomke from Harrisburg, PA. I am calling because I just heard a gentleman make reference to a friend that's really down and out because he was going to be a firefighter and found out he can't be, and you wanted us to cover his prayer. And I know that the Holy Spirit and God is moving on him right now, and you for that matter. Yes, Father, I pray that you will open up their eyes, take them from the vision that's directly in front of their eyes to a bird's eye view, because I had the same issue. I had three carpal tunnel surgeries. I had to, before I could even really get into the business, I had to walk away from the chair, and all I ever wanted to be was a hairdresser, a platform artist at the hair shows. That's all I ever wanted. And after the third surgery, I was so broken. And I finally gave up. I walked away. I walked away from the dream. And it does, just because you walk away, just because the doctors say that, is it, God, I thank you that you're opening up a different view, a different position. So maybe he can't be the one going up in the firefighting, doing the physical work, but maybe he could be like more administrative. Maybe there is a deeper reason that God wanted him to be a firefighter. And the only reason he was going to really know or come across it was going this direction. God can make a way. I kid you not. I wish I wouldn't have walked away, because it was so much a part of me. And if it's so much a part of him, don't tell him he has to walk away. Just tell him he needs to calm down and speak to God, so God can tell him what he needs to do, what he needs to see, what he's supposed to run after. And I tell him to watch that movie.
This is Jeff from Franklin. Encouragement for our faith journey. There's an old saying that the only constant in life is change. True for us as humans. Think of the change that has occurred in even the last 100 years. We've moved from the horse and buggy to the age of the motorized vehicle. And who saw cell phones coming before their time? Technology, yes, has brought us to present-day good old AI, artificial intelligence. And as we say in the country, who would have thunk it? Well, there's good news for God's people. There is no change in God's word ever. God is love. He sent his son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to save us from our very selves. What a reason for celebration.
Hi, this is Darla from Salt Lake City, Utah. Haven't called in a long time. Been a while. I ask for prayers that I become more faithful to doing things that for the Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. I want to call in to pray for a couple people. One guy, a slave of Jesus in North Carolina, was asking for prayer about starting a Celebrate Recovery step study, and he just asking for strength and protection against the enemy and all of that. Another family, I believe they called in, and there's some problems happening with their baby who's in utero, and they need your help. Lord, I want to thank you for the slave of Jesus, just his heart and strength and perseverance and his effort that he's putting into my Celebrate Recovery group. I've seen the impacts of those and how valuable, how precious they are, and how you work through them. Lord, thank you so much that he has the heart to do this. I pray that you would bless this group and strengthen everyone involved in it. Lord, I pray for this couple and their yet-to-be-born baby. There's fear, there's anxiety, there's just what's going to happen, Lord, but you know what's going to happen. And I ask that you hold this little life in your hands, you heal him, and help him to be delivered happy and healthy. And I know that you will work things out. And Lord, I've seen so many stories, including my own, where it wasn't always good.
Hi, Dabbers. This is Susie from Colorado. I have a prayer request that breaks my heart to even think of, but my dear, dear girlfriend, her name is Jo. She's the mother of eight. She's actually the mother of 13 children, but she has eight still at home. And she just got the diagnosis of Alzheimer's. And after two brain scans, it seems that this is the diagnosis. And she is already terrified because her youngest is eight. Her husband retired the day before the diagnosis from a construction job at work, and they're just so afraid. And they told the kids don't all completely understand, but she's trying to wrap her head around the fact that she won't know who they are, possibly in 3 years or less. And she may never get to see their grandkids. And she's spending all of her time right now as a Christian woman doing little things to make sure they remember her. Her name is Jo, and her husband is Bo. And please pray that God would halt and arrest this diagnosis and even reverse it. She's such a great woman and such a kind woman. Most of these children are adopted from foster care, and she's a breast cancer survivor, one of the strongest women I've ever known, but I hear in her voice she's terrified. So please pray for Jo.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. I want to praise God for something today. I was listening to one of the podcasts, and somebody called in reporting that there was, I think, friend's wife had lymphoma, and they were doing chemo, and they got scans, and it miraculously had just all disappeared. God had healed her completely, and now the husband and the wife are ready to place their faith in you, and husband Andy even wants to get baptized. And so, Lord, I'm so grateful for that. I'm just praising you for lives turned around. I pray that you would strengthen them, strengthen their faith, and continue to support them. I pray that you would continue to show them without a doubt that you are the Lord and you are God and you are working for the good of your people. Lord, I pray that you would continue to bless them and show them how they can spread your love to other people, and that they wouldn't just keep this for themselves, but they would spread the word. Thank you so much. It's in your name I pray. Amen.
Hey, this is from Junk to Treasure, and I promise I'll quit bothering you about these campfire stories. I had a few more comments that I wanted to make. We heard a beautiful poem, which I believe it was from Luke. I'm going to go back and re-listen to that again because I loved it. And Joe from the UK gave us a nice poem. And hey, Mike, you called yourself the greatest trucker. I love that moniker. I love the truckers in this community. My grandfather, before he was murdered, had his own trucking company. And I've loved semis all my life. And, of course, Big Tex mentioned being a motorcycle rider. I love those, too. I had many people in my family that were avid riders. My dad used to race and won many trophies when he was very young. And I also wanted to mention about Bud Eggleston. I believe that's how he pronounced his last name. Campfire prayers and how he burns them at the end of the year. I love that. And Victorious and Grateful, she mentioned being a part of this DAB and listening to all of this gives her a day set, a mindset, and a mood set. I really like that. And Eric mentioned about giving to the misfortunate. And that reminded me of when I used to say I was not going to give my hard-earned money to the people that were, you know, begging on the street corners and wherever, because I used to say, oh, they're just going to use it for drugs and alcohol. Well, one day the Lord spoke to me and said, that's not any of your business to worry about what they're doing with it. It's what's coming from your heart, and the fact that you're willing to help is what matters. You let me deal with what they're doing in their lives. And I thought, wow, that was amazing, slap in the face, but yet a good message from the Lord. So now I...
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family, this is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for Clancy Watley. He's a friend of mine that's currently incarcerated out at State and Correctional Facility. He just needs to be covered up in prayer. He has rheumatoid arthritis, and he needs to get clear of that rheumatoid arthritis. It's debilitating to him. He really can't even move around much. But he just needs to be covered up with prayer to where he can get over his rheumatoid arthritis. And that is it. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I'll talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now. Hey, Daily Audio Bible family, this is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for my brother. He has a friend, Christopher, lives in Tennessee. He has a friend named Tio. Christopher believes, not that he is, but he believes this guy is doing drugs, like crystal meth and stuff like that. It's really bad drugs. Not that he knows or anything, but he believes he's doing that. So we just needed to cover up T.O. in Tennessee, with prayers that he can get off the drugs. Through Christ's name I pray. Amen. Talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Good morning. This is a response to a prayer request from Mila, for her marriage. I'm also kind of simultaneously asking for prayer again for my marriage. I'm in a very similar spot she is, but we've been married for a bit shorter, 7 years. And just a prayer that the marriage would be saved. And so, Lord, I lift up Mila and my marriage to you. We know, just based off the actions and life of your son, that you desire restoration, wholeness, healing, that is your will. And the prayer that you gave us, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We know what your will is, Lord, so we ask that your spirit and the blood of Jesus just rain down restoration and healing over hearts, minds, and marriages, that you would turn hearts towards you and towards one another. Again, that you would just bring back marriages from the dead. We know that you can bring the deadest, most lifeless thing back to life in an instant with just a word. And so we ask, Lord, that you just, again, bring down healing and new life to these relationships. In your son's name I pray, and by whom we can talk to you. Amen.
Good morning. I want to respond to a few prayer requests. First is the woman that called in. I believe it was for a friend, maybe a family member that has some tumors that is, I guess they're being biopsied or tested, and the prayer is that they're benign, not cancerous. And so, Lord, we lift up these masses and tumors in this woman's body that that you know what they are. We know you know what they are, and we know that you can heal them regardless of they're benign or cancerous. So we just pray, Lord, that the blood of Jesus would cover this woman and heal her of whatever these growths are. And then I want to lift up the mother that called in, the wife that called in for her husband. Sounds like they lost their son a year and a half ago, and the father is still grieving. I believe she said his name was Chris. He's 57. That's not something that many people can sympathize with, Lord. So we just pray that you bring peace to this father, that you bring love and your presence, that you just overwhelm him with grace, that he can just tangibly, physically feel it, that you renew his mind, allow him to finish the grieving process. Even though we know he won't ever forget, we just pray that you bring healing to his heart. And then for the friend that called in for his friend Serge that isn't able to be a firefighter due to a heart diagnosis, and it's been a dream of his. So Lord, we know that what disappointment really feels like, Lord, and we just lift him up and ask.
Hello, my name is Liesl Hope. I've been a Daily Audio Bible listener since 2009, and I am calling to wish the Daily Audio Bible family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It's been a wonderful journey with you, Jill and Brian, and it's been a pleasure to hear Blind Tony, Kingdom Seeker Daniel, Viola, and all of those of you who have been listening for many years. And I've invited other people to join Daily Audio Bible, including my husband, Dane, my friends, Beverly, my friends, Jackie, and also Vada and Andreen. My daughter Danielle, so I just want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And also, I just wanted to let you know, Brian and Jill, that I got married on July 7th, 12 years ago, and it has been, I did the walk on my wedding day, and I've been doing it on my anniversary ever since. I've done the long walk.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, Godzilla Flower calling from Junk to Treasure. I just heard your request for prayer for furnace repairs, and right now I'm in the same boat. They came to repair my furnace, and they took out a piece, and it's an old furnace, and I don't want to have to replace it. So, Heavenly Father, and I've been praying about it, so I'm going to add you to the list here. God, Jesus, blessed, most holy Father, you are the one who cares for us and you provide for us. And we pray over these furnaces, Lord God, that you would supernaturally have them working with very little cost to us. Father, we ask that you, we need the heat. We need the heat. So even in Arizona here, we need heat. And I just lift up, Lord God, our pocketbooks to you, that you would provide what is needed for heat for the winter, and keep us warm and safe. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. This is December 8th, 2025. And I was thinking about back in time when we did COVID. I remember Brian reading Sneezing Jesus. That was great because I'm not big on reading, but that was great because it was like having an audio book. So what I called about is, I remember my friend was asking me during COVID what God was saying to me. And I said, he's telling me he hears everything I say, whether it's bad or good. And he hears what I'm saying because I prayed about being taken care of. And I got, somebody gave me some money during COVID. So it was like the hand of God was taking care of me. And recently, I came across the Lord's Shepherd, Psalms 23. And I felt God was speaking to me again, because when you say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. When I got to the third verse, that's what stuck out to me. He restores my soul in the path of righteousness. I believe God wants to restore people's lives and put them back together to righteousness. Whatever Satan has stolen from you, he wants to put it back, restore your life and heal you. He wants to recover you. And I feel that that's my word for 2026 is restore, restoration. God wants to restore us. He wants to bring his church together. I believe we're the bride of Christ. So I believe he's ready, getting ready to come back. So we need to clean ourselves up, you know, get ready for the wedding, if you know what I mean. Have a nice day. Bye.
This is Cherry from Claremore, Oklahoma. I'd like to put out a prayer request for my friend's daughter-in-law. She had opened up in a conversation the other night. Just really went deep. Her husband has always struggled with anxiety, but he's turned to alcohol pretty deeply. She opened up about he's now seeing prostitutes. He's not working, and so here's this young mother. They're both in their 20s, and they've got a five-year-old little girl, and so she's providing for the family, dealing with the situation with her husband, and raising a baby or a young child. And anyway, then on top of that, she's horrified that I found out, I guess, she's not legal. And so she's horrified about, you know, the possibilities of being, you know, sent back. And she's been here ever since she was a young child. But anyway, she's worried about that. And also, speaking of drinking, I mean, I just want to cry over this stuff. My son, he's a hardcore alcoholic, wonderful kid. But you guys know what this stuff does. But it's bad. It's just destroying him. And then his name's Aaron. And then there's Greg, paratrooper, military, pain, constant. They won't give him any pain meds. Not that we want that. I mean, it only goes so far, too, you know. But bone on bone in his shoulder, head injuries, the back injury from the paratrooping, spinal stenosis, narrowing of the disc space, all that stuff, neuropathy in his feet. Now he's losing weight, and he's just like skin and bone. He's always been a gym rat, but anyway.
Hello, DAB family. This is Aspiring Beautiful Faith in Indiana, and this is my 9th Christmas party. I would like to share a God story with you. I am 53 years old and never been married, but I always had a yearning in my heart for marriage. God did the most incredible thing in my life this year. He used a conversation that I had with an 85-year-old man over 11 years ago at a conference where I shared my desire to be married to orchestrate circumstances that led to me meeting my future husband this summer. You see, that older man and his wife prayed for me for many years before he died and went to be with Jesus. But in April of this year, I saw his 95-year-old widow at a different conference and we had a short 5-minute conversation. Another couple overheard us talking and the Lord put it on their hearts that I could be a good match for a guy they knew. So, 2 months later, Charles reached out to me and a month later we met in person. 3 months after that, we got engaged and are now getting married next July. I share this story for several reasons. First, never underestimate what God can do. He is the God of the impossible, and don't ever stop praying or believing. And second, if God asks you to do something, be obedient. If I would not have shared with the 85-year-old man about my longing for marriage over 11 years ago, this chain of events would have never happened. Psalm 37:4 is a verse that I've clung to for many years. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. I sincerely hope this encourages someone out there who has been waiting on God to fulfill your longing to be married or to have a child or to fill in the blank. I prayed for over 30 years and God finally answered. He is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. May we worship and adore Him this Christmas season.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. I want to call in to pray for a urgent prayer request that was aired September 25th. I know that's a while back, but I don't believe that there is any time constraint on praying for things. God is the God of the past, present, and future, and I've often prayed for things that I know already happened but didn't know the outcome of, and this is one of them. Lord, I didn't quite catch her name, but someone was calling in for a, I think, family member of hers, a 45-year-old woman who had a mastectomy done, but now has sepsis and pneumonia shortly after. Lord, we are unsure in that moment. They were unsure whether she was going to live or not. And Lord, I don't know what happened. I don't know what will happen, but I have faith that you will bring her to you no matter what, whether that is keep her with her family here or bring her to her family with you. Lord, please be the rock and firm foundation that you always are to this family, and to especially the lady who called in sounded very broken and she needed you to come rescue, and Lord, I pray that you would do that. Thank you.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family, this is Billy from Wetumpka with a Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for my brother, Christopher. He's still got breast cancer. He has gone through his 5th chemo treatment up there in Tennessee, so he's only got one more chemo treatment next, the end of this month. We're in December now. I just want to put a prayer request out for him that he gets covered up in prayers, so he can get rid of his cancer, Lord God. Through Christ's name I pray. Amen. I'll talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Hi, Dab family. This is God's Life Speaker. I was listening to the communion prayers November 22nd and then also December 7th. And Alyssa, the mama with the brain tumors, and I think the children already lost their dad and they're fearful. And Angie calling in having lost one a year and a half ago, and just the pain, you know, losing a child, and calling in for her husband to be strengthened. And also on, forget the date, but it was for Betty, a mother-in-law who has some tumors on her liver and her lower abdomen. Heavenly Father, you know all of these stories, and nothing comes through your hands without your knowledge and without you allowing it. So, Lord, as each one of these families either battles medical issues that are scary, children that are fearful of losing a second parent, and Angie and her husband and her surviving children missing Juan, that need bolstering and strengthened through you, Lord, because we all rejoice in the Lord. Our strength is in the Lord. It is not by our might or power, but it is by His. So, Heavenly Father, would you release the presence, the feeling? You gave us feelings. Would you give us the feeling, these families here, of your peace, your presence, and your hand? We are declaring wellness and goodness and good memories over these families. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hey, my delightful and beautiful Dab family. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. It is the 8th of December, and I'm calling in regarding some of the prayer requests. Betty from New York called, and I just want to stand in agreement with my sister, who thanked us for praying for her son Nathan, who was homeless in Pennsylvania and now is reunited with the family, and asked for continued prayers regarding his medication and his needs. And she just brought to our attention that many of us have family members with mental illness, myself included. And we really, when our brothers and sisters hear us, it's just so touching. And when they respond, so let us lift up Brian and from Huber Heights, and his son Mitchell, and my own brother David Nathan. And let us pray for them, and just lift them up to the Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before you, Father. You are a beautiful, beautiful Abba. You are a good Father who gives good gifts to the children that He loves. And Father, we just come before you, Lord, because you are righteous and holy and just, and you're so merciful. We are asking mercy and grace on our family members that suffer from mental afflictions, Lord, that you've seen them in their dire straits, Lord, whether they're homeless, whether they're addicted to drugs and alcohol, whether they're struggling with staying out of jail due to their behavior. Lord, we pray for a peace for them, that peace that surpasses all understanding in Christ Jesus, that it would be living water for them, Lord. It would touch them in all areas of their bodies and mind and clear it and allow them to fully receive the gift of salvation in Christ Jesus. We pray you would do a great work of faith in their lives and keep them safe and stable, Father God, and give us a lot of patience as their family members. And we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in December 8th to pray over our children. Now all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into His glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to Him who alone is God, our Savior through Christ Jesus our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are His before all time and in the present and beyond all time. Amen. Jude 1, 24 through 25. Jude's letter begins by telling us as believers that we are called and loved by our Heavenly Father, and that we are kept safe in the care of Jesus Christ. Verse 2. Then he ends his brief letter with the assurance that God is able to keep us from falling away and will bring us into his glorious presence, where no accusation of sin against us will stick. In between these two assurances that believers are kept safe by God is the reminder Jude gives of the Israelites who were rescued from Egypt but were not kept due to their unfaithfulness and were destroyed. Verse 5. Angels who rebelled and are being kept, not for salvation, but for judgment. Verse 6. And people in Jude's day who claimed to be in Christ, but who lived immoral, rebellious lives. Verse 10. They would not be kept either, but were bringing about their own destruction. To be continued.
This is Hands to Heaven, inviting you to join me as we pray beneath the tree using Jody Barrett's Jingle and Joy. Today's verse is Luke 2:52. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Today we pray for students. We can ask God to remove fears that interfere with going to school. We can ask God to give them good support systems, family and friends that encourage. We can ask God to give them the ability to understand instruction. We can ask God to help them make wise choices when faced with peer pressure. We can ask God to open doors to opportunities that help them learn and prepare for the future. Lord, thank you for giving us minds that can learn. We are born curious and become students almost immediately. Help students grow in wisdom, in stature, and in favor of God and man. Help them deal with the stressors they face. Encourage their hearts. Keep them in your watch always, protecting them from peer pressure and physical harm. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is December 9th already. Betty called in, would like us to pray for her son Nathan, who has some mental illness. We know that you called in and told us the story of not knowing where he was and then being able to track him down. And if I remember correctly, it was his son-in-law went and got him. And we pray he is getting the help he has needed. We pray more that our Lord will lay his hand upon Nathan. We pray that he will be able to draw closer to our Lord and Savior. We ask that you and your husband and family have words of encouragement for Nathan and be able to lift him up and get him the help that he needs. Heather called in, would like us to pray for her daughter and husband who are just going through a tough time right now. You just need us to pray for them, that the Lord would be in their lives, that he would help direct their lives, and also that you, Heather, would just be encouraged that we are here to pray for. Please call, continue to call in and let us pray with you and for you. Ultimately, Haley called in, would like us to pray for granddaughter Estacia. She has a young man in her life called Caden, I believe it is. And then another granddaughter, Maya, has a boyfriend, Ellie. And then your niece, Layla. You just want us to pray for them and that God's grace would continue to grow in their lives and bless them. Judy called in, would like us to pray for son-in-law, Brian, who has ALS, and wife, Shannon. And Lord, we ask that you would come into this situation. We ask for your Lord, your healing, and just bless them and draw them closer and give them peace of mind. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and God bless.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. It is December 9th, 2025. I don't know if you guys ever feel like you need a peace of mind. So I want to pray for myself and pray for you guys. And you can pray with me, because two or more agree touching anything is done in heaven, right? So, Father God, we pray that if we're going through anxiety, stress, things going on in our head, our mind, and our emotions, our mental, is this as important as our physical and our spiritual? Help us find the joy of the Lord to be our strength. Because you said the joy of the Lord is our strength. So I pray right now that we have a peace of mind, peace that passes all understanding in our hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. And whatever is lovely and worthy to pray, be praised. Let us think upon those things. You feed the birds and you clothe the flowers, and we're more important than either one. So I ask you to touch our minds, clear our minds, and have our thoughts be of you. Have our minds be of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's the one who gives us peace. If we need to go for a walk and clear our minds, if we need to just get away from people for a couple hours, or just spend time with you for a couple hours, or sing praises to you for a couple hours, let us do whatever gives us the peace of mind, the peace that passes all understanding in our hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. Thank you for answering our prayers. And I pray anybody that prayed with me that they'll find the peace of God in their minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Bye.
This community has brought me through so many things over the years since I had first joined this beautiful Dab Nation. Of course, the loss of my marriage from my lying, cheating, coward husband is what one of the major things that brought me here, that my friend introduced me to this community. Years ago, I lost my mother on Christmas. My aunt, that was my female soulmate, my great uncle, who was my reading partner, the double hip replacement that went bad and caused me to have to file for disability, my second oldest daughter's significant other, who's been emotionally abusive to her and talked her into moving far away from us, her son, which is my grandson with many seizure issues, my daughter that was attacked at work, and her husband that wouldn't work for years and caused her to lose her family home, which sits right beside me, and I have to see that all the time. Then her going blind and her husband walking out on her three times now since she's been blind. My roof leaking inside the house, the furnace and the heat pump going bad, major septic issues, my daughter-in-law and granddaughter that was killed in the wreck, my grandson that was burned severely and had to have surgery because of a prank. He, of course, recovered from that. And then him losing his baby halfway through their pregnancy, my best friend of 53 years that had betrayed me, my car broke down beyond repairs and was without a vehicle for 3+ years, my oldest granddaughter that was lured away, but thank God she was found and okay, my daughter with the severe kidney issue and depletion of iron, and my daughter's husband that had the severe infection. Just so many things, and this community, of course by God's sustaining me, but this community uplifting me in prayer has brought me through so many
things. Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. I wanted to call in for to pray for Emily. I'm listening to September 25th or 25th, so a while back, but she, at the time of the recording, was going to have a kind of like fixing surgery for a surgery that she had on her spine. She has a spinal fluid leak, so basically she has to lay down all the time. And so, yeah, let's pray for that. Lord, I may not have gone through the exact same thing, but I do have some things that feel similar to that, and so I know some of the frustration of just feeling like, well, I have to do this, but that means I can't do all this rest of my life that I want to do. And Lord, but you are good, and you are providing, and you've been providing in my life, and I know you'll be providing in Emily's life. I pray that you will watch over her surgery, that you will just show her your goodness in this. Thank you that she is able to come here and call in and ask for prayer, and I pray that you would get her back up on her feet and moving again. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Hey family, calling in the continuation for December 8th. It will take a work of God to keep your child spiritually alive and following Christ over the course of a lifetime, and to bring your child into the presence of God full of joy and without fear of condemnation. He is the giver of this life, the moment by moment sustainer of this life. Yet your child has a part to play also, as made clear by Jude. But you, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit and await the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring you eternal life. In this way, you will keep yourself safe in God's love, verses 20 through 21. Even as your child is being kept by God, he must keep himself in the love of God by putting himself among the people of God. As believers, we build one another up in faith by praying in the power of the Holy Spirit and by waiting expectantly for the day when God will bring us into His glorious presence. Now all glory to you, God, who is able to keep our children from falling away and will bring our children with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to you, who alone are God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are yours before all time and in the present and beyond all time. Amen. I love you, family.
Good morning. I want to respond to a prayer request from Lynn, who's praying, I believe it was for her nephew's marriage. And it's going through challenges right now. There's some struggles with a child that's maybe tough to deal with. So Lord, we want to lift up this couple, this family, this relationship, and just ask for full restoration and healing. Again, we know that your will is to bring healing and wholeness. And so we ask that through your son, Jesus, and the blood that he shed, that we are healed, not just physically, but also emotionally and relationally. So we pray that your Holy Spirit infuses this family, sets up camp in their house, and just drapes their house and everyone in it with your presence, Lord, with your presence that's abounding in love and forgiveness and grace and mercy. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and I heard the prayer request for isolated on an island in Ohio this past weekend's prayer and encouragement line. Oh my goodness, dear sister, your prayers resonate with me. Your situation feels just like you were talking about my own. Because of your injury and having to file for disability and the catastrophic events in your household, you're at your wit's end, sister, and oh my goodness, I understand. I lift you before the throne of grace. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we are so overwhelmed. We just cry out, Eka, because that's all we can do at times, Lord. From our spirit, we are overwhelmed. And I lift her up to you right now, Lord, and I prophesy, Holy Lord, for all of the demonic powers that have come against her, the lying spirits, the spirits that are sent to steal and drain and devour her wealth and her physical body, Lord, let that be exposed and overturned and bound up in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare a fire of God to consume every assignment of poverty and financial manipulation by the authority of Jesus. We issue a divine restraining order against all forms of harm and evil brought against her. Holy God, we just ask that provisions be poured out upon her from the treasuries of heaven, Lord, that she will recover and be in better shape than she was before, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach.
Merry Christmas greetings, my campfire friends. I'm Ginger, joining the campfire from Indiana. I look across the snowy fields with the bare trees, and yet I'm not cold. I'm basking in the love of this DAB family. You are a blessing to me. I wish you a Merry Christmas, and I hope and I invite you to find a quiet place to come and be with God during this season. Stay with him. Invite him to show you his love through glimpses of his presence and glory. And I hope that you could pray with me. Father, I want to come and be with you, to experience more of you. Nurture in me a praying heart that seeks you first in all things. Give me a desire for more of your presence. Open my eyes to see more of your glory, and give me ears to hear your word when you speak to me. Lord, throughout my day, show me precious glimpses of your presence and glory. And I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. To all of my dad friends and family, Have a blessed Christmas. Ginger from Indiana wishes you the best. Amen.
Hi, I called a few weeks ago about a court case for my grandkids' mom who fled with them to Las Vegas after they had been living with me for a very long time. And it's been since the last week in October that she's been gone and isn't letting me speak to them. And my grandson was asking for me already 30 times a day. Like, you know, it's, I just can't imagine how he's feeling right now with her just acting like I don't exist. I've have strong days a little bit, but most days I'm not. And the main thing is that I filed in court and I'm doing it alone without a lawyer. And I just need some help. I need some support. I've always counted on my mom, and she's getting to where she can't hear me anymore. And she's just, it's been too much for her too. So she's just emotionally shut down and checked out. And that's a lot, because I kind of need her to, I mean, I want to see her strong, and it's hard. It's just not the last thing she or I need right now. I've got to determine whether I file for an emergency hearing or not, and I don't want to put the kids through more by removing them from their mom, even though she's partying and drinking. And I know how it was with me, not hovering, but, like, watching what she was doing and being in the same house with her. So I can only imagine, like, her living by herself, like, you know, she wanted to go live the party lifestyle. So I'm just at a place where I got to have a sign. I got to know what to do as far as to go and file these papers, because I'm winging it, you know, and I need strength because I do not have it. I've had a bad migraine and I need some prayer. Love you guys.
Hey family, it's Sparky. I just wanted to call and give a praise. This year has probably been the hardest year of my life. And this time last year, I was pretty broken, very broken, and not understanding why things happen. And I had told my wife, I had left to go to work out of town, and I was so beaten up that I had told her, you know, if this doesn't work out, then I'm going to choose another career path. I was pretty beat. And the crazy thing that nobody would believe, I was standing out on my back porch, frustrated, and a little voice came in my head. And I walked in and I told my wife, this time last year, I said, next Christmas is going to be different. God told me. And family, I went down and worked hard. My son had an accident. There was a loss of life. It was everything pushed back against me. And praise be to God, I just got a promotion, a big, big promotion. And my life is changing, and my family's life is gonna change for this. And we're all gonna get to go this Christmas, from Christmas all the way through New Year's, fly the boys from Oregon. And then we're gonna go to Illinois to see my wife's family. And we've never gotten to do this. We've never had the money, I've never had the time. But God.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. I'm calling in to pray for teacher of his littles. She called in with a very hard circumstance. Her son is newly married, and they invited over a lifelong friend who ended up abusing the wife, and they are just don't know how to move forward. Lord, I don't even know what's going on in everyone's hearts right now. I don't even, like, this is just such a betrayal and hurt and wrong, and Lord, for justice in this situation, but I also ask for grace and mercy on everyone involved. I pray that you would work in this guy's heart. I don't know why he did what he did, but you do, and there will be consequences. There will be repercussions. There will be things that he has to carry with him for a while, but you are good and you are a healer, and I've seen it. I've seen you turn lives around.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Soaring on Eagle's Wings from Canada on December 9th. And from dunk to treasure, I heard her request, so now I go to our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, our Abba, the one who loves us more than anyone in the whole world could, and the one who is our provider, I bring junk to treasure to you because she has a furnace that needs to be repaired. I know I've just had both hot water and furnace done, so I know how costly it is, but she has been through so much, Lord. She is just weighted down with all the things that keep occurring. So I ask you, our Abba, loving Father, would you please provide someone who would give her a proper quote, who would do the repair effectively, Lord God, so that she doesn't have to go out and get a new furnace or anything like that. You know all that she's gone through. You have seen her tears. You have heard her cries. Lord Jesus, as we're celebrating this Advent to up to Christmas Day, we look forward to you coming again. And until then, your Holy Spirit is here, abiding in each and every one of us, guiding us, helping us. Holy Spirit, speak to Jump to Treasure's heart and help her to know the best way to go about this. Oh, let there be an abundance of blessings in her life this Christmas, Lord. She's had so much to deal with. Oh, Abba, I know how much you love her.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and I'm asking for prayers for my oldest daughter. Had to take her to the doctor today. Her eye that she had surgery on a little while back is very bloodshot, and it's hurting her really bad. The doctor thinks that there might be infection in there. Why, we have no idea. She put dye in it and looked to make sure that the eye wasn't scratched somehow. And so she prescribed some eye drops to help. But Trisha's home by herself during the day while her husband works, and she can't see to get the eye drops in now that she's blind. So I don't know how this is going to work out. So if you could please pray, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hey, Mr. Just Right for Jesus. I heard you mention that your dad is a former member in this damnation. Does he have a moniker? We would be interested in knowing that. Please let us know. And we are so thrilled that Mrs. Just Right for Jesus loves her name. So please let us know, since you have let us know that you're going to be coming back to answer questions and join us a little bit more often. So that's a question for you. Can't wait to hear your answer.
You've heard our prayers. You've seen our tears. Surely you will heal Alyssa. And she will not have to have brain surgery. God, I just pray she'll be healed, and you'll give the family peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Draw them all closer to you, Lord, in this whole situation. Help them to feel your presence and your love and your healing power. In Jesus' name, amen. Alta Lee Halley, 11:9:25. Let them praise your great and awesome name. You are holy. Exalt the Lord our God and worship him at his footstool. He is holy. Psalms 99, 3 and 5. We pray, praise you, God. And I just pray for the lady whose her son died, and she was praying for her husband who's like in his 50s. Father, we just pray you would just comfort him, and maybe you can find somebody at church or something, and way that he can find somebody that he'd pour his life into. I don't know, there's lots of different things, different ways to help kids that need fathers. I just pray somehow that you'll find him somebody that he can love on. And I also pray for the one guy who wants to be a firefighter, for healing for him, God. You are the great physician. You came to heal our diseases. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Hands to Heaven. I invite you to join me as we pray beneath the tree using Jody Barrett's book, Jingle and Joy. Today's verse is John 3:16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Today we pray for the lost to know Jesus. We can pray that the good news will reach their ears. We can pray for their hearts to be softened to receive the invitation of salvation through Jesus. We can pray for them to experience the love of others this Christmas so that they see Jesus. We can pray they are not trapped in doubt and are set free, accepting the love of Christ for themselves. Lord, thank you for coming into this world to save. Let our hearts be burdened for anyone who does not know you. Help us not to judge, but to love. Help us be light and salt for you. Soften hearts to hear about your gift, the gift of salvation, freely given to those who believe Jesus is the Son of God, born of a virgin, to die on a cross for our sins. Amen. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. It is December 10th, 2025. I found out my uncle passed away yesterday morning. It's my mom's youngest brother. My mom is the second of five kids, or five siblings, and her sister, oldest sister, of all of them died back on the 2024. It was on Groundhog's Day. Because that's what I remember. I think the 2nd of February is when she passed away. So this is the second sibling of hers that passed away. So now there's three left. And she is the second oldest, and now she's the first of the three left. So just pray for her comfort. And she's 87 years old. So, and my dad's 92. So just pray for my mom's comfort that she, I guess it doesn't matter how old you are when somebody passes away. It's kind of a shock at first because it's like one of my favorite uncles. So, but if you go to heaven, you're in a better place. Have a nice day.
Good morning. It's your Eyes of a Dove. Praise God, you guys. I did get the job with PCL Construction. I don't know if I updated y'all. Today's my second day. I'm at their corporate office, just getting my training. It is a bigger bite intellectually for me. Quite a bit of training. It's almost like going to college with this company. They have a lot of training. I think I had 58 emails when they handed me my laptop, and that's just the online training. There's just a lot of training. And so I just asking the Lord to expand my brain cells and just help me absorb and listen more than I speak and just really just absorb everything and take it day by day and not be overwhelmed. God's really blessed me with a huge pay increase. Comes with it a huge responsibility. And then last night, the Pacific Northwest, we experienced a pretty big flooding event, and we live up on a mountain, but for whatever reason the water table rose up on the mountain and our basement, which we just moved a renter into, was flooding. So my dear amazing husband was up all night with the vac sucking water, trying to stay ahead of it and the damage. And if it wasn't for him, we would have had $50,000 worth of damage. We don't have flood insurance because we're on a mountain, so we're not in a flood zone, so that's kind of crazy. And he managed to stay ahead of the water. He pulled all the floorboards in the unit. There was higher ground in the unit, so we were able to move all of her things over so nothing was damaged. She's got friends that she's staying with for the month while we figure out a French drain system and new flooring. So it's been crazy, but you know what? God is good, and he's blessing us continually. I love you guys. I'm here. I'll be praying for you. Bye-bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Jeff from the rock band Scepter out of Frisco, Texas. Happy 20th, Daily Audio Bible family. It's pretty amazing. It's been a great year overall. Some challenges along the way. We lost our drummer. He had to move out to Miami Beach. So we're asking the Lord to help us find a new drummer. It's been a few months, and we need to find the right person to help us keep moving forward with Scepter and whatnot. Doesn't stop us from writing new songs, though. Just need that rhythm section. Work's been really good. I won Employee of the Year this year for a $2 billion company. And a lot of that's because of the way I lead my team with a family of choice mentality. And we also have a Christian purpose to glorify God and enrich lives. And I do that every day with my people. And I guess it shows to be able to win that after 11 years with this company. So it's a, you know, those are the highlights, I think. I'm just really thankful for this platform and our virtual family of choice. I'm really thankful for my guitarist / brother Joe and his family. They're always supportive of me, and my wife Lita and all the extended family as well. And I always pray for them as well to keep growing in finding faith like those of us on here have. But it's just an awesome time of the year, and I just wanted to call in my greeting for the 20th year here and say thank you all. And everybody have an amazing Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Take care.
I would like to receive prayers just for some addictions that I've been struggling with for the majority of my life. The main one being, you know, lust with pornography and masturbation. But then another one coming from trauma and rejection and just affection and emotions that I just never received from like my parents, especially on my dad's side. And that bled about the spirit of fantasy. I'm not sure if you have heard of maladaptive daydreaming, but I'm basically constantly in my head daydreaming and fantasizing excessively about the life that I want. And if you really think about it, in a way is self-worship, and showing that I'm not content with the life that God has for me. I'm not living in the present. I'm not in reality. It keeps me constantly in my head and unproductive in all areas of my life. I'm constantly on my bed, on my phone, scrolling my life away and just daydreaming my life away instead of actually living my life. So I've just been dealing with a lot of like mental addictions, and my brain has gotten used to it. It's become automatic. And just these cycles of addiction that just has been very ongoing in my life that keeps me stuck. So I'm dealing even with spirits of delay, of stagnation, backwardness through dreams that I have received to where I just know I'm stuck in life.
Hi, Harrisburg.
I am the Harrisburg girl, Tamika. And DAP family, I had to just stop and praise God because there's been so much confusion with my medical paperwork since I've been forced out on medical leave. And it took me a long time to understand. My biggest problem was really pride and understanding that I had it all, that I covered all my bases. It cannot be something I can actually do to fix this. And, you know, I've went to my friends and my family, and so clearly I just heard God was just like, you know, you need to tell your PCP. And that was the exact opposite. I'm like, why would I do that? I can't even see him yet. This is so far from where he can help me. But I was obedient. He connected me with a social worker that has blessed me and stepped in the gap and tried to connect everybody's information because everybody had wrong information. I thought it was all Sedgwick. I repent, Lord. It was not Sedgwick. Everybody just had wrong information from the very beginning all the way up to the very top. And I thought it was something else. And I thank God and I praise God for UPMC social workers named Jasmine and Jamie. Father, cover their homes and overfill them 100 times because of all that they do. But I just had to share. I know all of us are going through things. Just be obedient. It may not make any sense, but he might be trying to tell you exactly what to do. So pray. And I praise God. Thank you. I feel like he winked at me. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Good morning. I want to lift up a prayer request. A mom, Jane, called in for her daughter, Allie, who's reached out for prayer just for some physical issues. She mentioned preeclampsia, which I believe is related to a pregnancy. And so I know there's probably a lot going on in her body and then in her mind as well and hormonally. So we just lift her up, Allie up, and Lord, we pray that you would make your presence known, that you would reassure her that you are there, you are her foundation, you are her shield, you are her protection, and that you would just protect her mind from whatever unhelpful or harmful thoughts the enemy is trying to use in this time. We pray for her body, physically, and her biology, I think it's blood pressure would go down, and that whatever things are quote unquote going wrong in the pregnancy, that you would just right them and restore her body. Allow her to look back on this time as a time that you were walking alongside of her and you were sustaining her. So in your son's name I pray. Amen.
Merry Christmas, DAB family. This is your sister Ashley from California. And I wanted to come on here and wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. We rejoice because this is the time of year where we get to celebrate that our beloved Savior came to this planet to pave the way for us to be able to be made right with His Father. And we were given His example, and then we were given our Advocate, the Holy Spirit, our Helper, who they make the triune God, and they give us that ability to live life in a way that is honoring and pleasing to Him. This year has been monumental for my family. The past 5 years have been a lot of things back to back to back, and one of the things that I've been praying in the last few years is that God would reveal what needs to be healed. And every time I pray that, He is faithful to answer and faithful to reveal what needs to be healed and to make things true so things can be safe. And being able to be in the scripture and see how Brian would bring to the forefront how things are safe and how God reveals that in the scripture has made this year so much of a healing experience. And there's more growth and there's more things to come. But I'm so grateful for this community and how I get to share not only the woes, but also the victories, like this year, getting married and now moving forward to next year. All right. Love you. Bye.
Good morning, my sweet family. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower, Colleen. And I want to pray for today for people who are crying. Psalm 56, verse 8 said, God collects all our tears in a bottle, which shows He is with us. He is our caregiver. He is our companion. He is our peace. He loves us so dearly. He's got an intimate relationship with us. So when we are crying, we are not crying alone. God is right there with us, and upholding us, strengthening us, and watching over us, leading us, guiding us, directing our lives, and healing our broken hearts. So God, you know, whether it's from a loss, from a loss of a job, loss of a loved one, loss, you know, it doesn't matter what our tears are from, finances or difficulties with relationships, marriages, whatever our tears are from, we thank you that you are with us, collecting each tear in your bottle, showing us how much you care. You are such a good Father, never leaving us alone, but always, always with us. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Blessed one and easy. This is God's Life Speaker. I heard you on the November 22nd community prayer, and you were calling in. Initially, you were going to be calling in for your air conditioning company in Arizona. But then you said, no, it's really you that needs the prayer, that to have the trust. And I'm glad you used the word trust instead of faith, because Matthew 17:20 talks about having faith as little as a mustard seed. But before that, I don't have my Bible with me, but before that, it talks about your littleness of faith, which that entire phrase is a translation to one word in Greek. So go use the blueletterbible.com. I forget what the website is. And go look up that word. It's a long word, but what it really means, and we've pulled it apart to say that it's a smallness of our faith, but really in the Greek, it means a lacking of confidence or trust. So it's not that our faith, because the next part of that verse talks about having faith as little or as small as this tiny mustard seed, but the littleness of faith is the lack of confidence or trust. So that comes down to the gospel message. Is God who He says He is, and will He do what He says He will do? Yes or no? And either we believe that and trust Him, or we don't. Either we do or we don't. And that littleness of faith, that lack of trust, needs to be solidified into a hard trust. I pray that for you in Jesus' name.
Hey, DAB family. It's your sister Ashley from California. And I'm calling in because I'm going to be asking prayer for my sister. My sister started to date this guy. And he seems great. He has some things that happened in his past. Like, he's in the process of getting a divorce. And that didn't seem too alarming. But he just didn't really share a lot of information. Said he was a believer, but we've recently found out he belongs to a church which doesn't line up with what the Bible has to say. And so I am praying that the spirit of deception will be broken. I'm praying and asking for you all to join me in that spirit of deception being broken, and for my sister to have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart softened to understand the truth and what the Lord has for her. I'm a little scared, and I feel a little anxious. I feel anxious about this situation. So, DAB family, if you could pray along with me, I would really appreciate it. Thank you. Love your sister, Ashley from California.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon, and I just listened to the tail end of the prayer and encouragement line from Saturday, November 29th, and heard Phil from Houston requesting prayer for his sweet mama and his precious daughter. So let's bring them before the throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, first of all, giving you the praise, glory, and honor that you are due and that only you are due. And we bring before you these two precious women, Lord, who are both afflicted with these issues that are just, they're rough, Lord, they're rough. The side effects and symptoms can be painful and awful. So God, we just pray your healing hand upon both of them, for Phil's mom from the UTI, as well as his daughter from the cysts. Pray for physical blessing upon both of them and full and complete healing. God, we bless you, we love you, we praise you, and it is in your sweet Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey, my beloved DAB prayer warriors. This is Asia calling from the City of Angels on the 5th of December. And I'm calling in for our brother Lennox, who called and really needs his brothers and sisters to rally around him and lift up his arms so he can continue to fight the good fight of this long COVID that doesn't feel good, doesn't give him any relief. And let us allow our blessings and prayers to be some comfort for him in this season. I want to read two scriptures to encourage you. First Peter 4:12-13, suffering for God's glory. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. And Jeremiah 17:14, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Well, Lennox, I did research the long COVID as you asked us to, and I'm glad and thankful that you drew my and our attention to this as we come alongside of you and pray for renewed strength, courage, and victory over this. Heavenly Father, we lift up our brother Lennox to you, Father God. Lord, you know him. You know him intimately as you are upholding him by your righteous right hand. Father, we ask you give him more hope, more encouragement, more endurance to suffer this trial, Lord, and that it would be done when your will is for it to be done, and that in this season that many can come alongside and continue to encourage him, and you can give him that peace that surpasses all understanding, Father, and know that he is beloved. And we ask and pray this in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in December 10th to pray over our children. I know all the things you do. I have seen your hard work and your patient endurance. I know you don't tolerate evil people. You have examined the claims of those who say they are apostles but are not. You have discovered they are liars. You have patiently suffered for me without quitting. But I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Look how far you have fallen. Turn back to me and do the works you did at first. Revelation 2:2-5. Each of the letters John wrote down for the seven churches in Asia addressed their faithfulness to Christ in the midst of a threatening pagan culture. Two of the seven churches received only commendations, no criticisms from Jesus. One of the churches received only criticism and no commendation. But four of the churches got mixed reviews. Jesus told four of them that they had something against them, including the church in Ephesus. The church in Ephesus was commended for their hard work and patient endurance, but there was a significant problem. They simply didn't love Jesus in the way they once did. So Jesus called them to turn back to him and live for him. He called them to declare his gospel boldly, like they did when they first came to him. To be continued.
Hi, my blessed Dab fam. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. And I'm calling to lift up some of the Dab prayer requests from the 6th of December. Mila called in asking prayer for her marriage. She wants to serve God, love her husband and her family. She's asking for strength and patience in order to make these changes that are necessary that she is willing to make. And also Mirabella called in from Scotland asking for prayers for her mother. They are moving her to a care home facility and she feels abandoned. And Mirabella also feels like her mother's faith needs to be renewed in God and that she knows she's held in God's hands. So let's go before our Father's throne of grace. Heavenly Father, we come before you. You are Jehovah God, you are the eternal God. You are the almighty God. There's nothing you can't do, Father God. Lord, we proclaim you with our lips with thanksgiving, Father. And we ask you to lift up our sister Mila. Lord God, your word says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. And we are lifting up Mila, who desires restoration for her marriage, Lord. She desires to love her husband, Lord God, serve you, and love her family, Father God. Lord, she's seeking patience and strength to make the changes she needs to, Lord God. We pray in your word, Romans 8:25, but if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience, Lord. We pray patience and endurance as you restore this marriage. Lord, we lift up Mirabella's mother to you. Father God, renew her faith. Let her know she's held in your hands. Bring a great community around her to bring her joy and companionship in this new care home that she's in. We ask and pray this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Brian from Huber Heights. It's 2:33 in the a.m. I just want to give a small praise and a continued prayer request for my son, Mitchell. He's in jail. I talked to his lawyer. It looks like they're going to send him to Summit Mental Facility. Hopefully, he'll get the help that he needs. I also left a message for his lawyer that he probably won't be found restorable to come back and stand trial. And I suggested that they give him forced care at South Community here in the Dayton area of Ohio in lieu of the going to Summit, but I don't know that that's going to happen. I just praise God for protecting him in jail so far and continuing to protect him and praying he'll get the help that he needs. I'm also praying that by some miracle I'll be able to afford to keep his apartment going. His Social Security disability is going to quit as soon as they figure out he's incarcerated. I pray he doesn't lose all of his benefits, not, and that they would be restorable once he is released. Also praying for restoration of my 33-year marriage to my ex-wife, Kathy. I think it would be the right spiritual thing for both of us, and we both need each other in so many ways. I appreciate your prayers. Thank you very much. Pray for all of you. Thank you, Brian, Jill, China, Ezekiel, Maxwell, Harden, for all that you do on here. And I wish everyone a Merry Christmas as we celebrate Jesus' birth. Thank you.
Hello, hello. Good morning. Good morning, DB. Good morning. My name is Loveline, and I'm just so emotional hearing a brother for your son Caleb, which is still in the womb, that have a trisomy 18, and the doctors has confirmed that he has died in the womb. But you said something that strike me. You said in three different occasions God spoke to you, believe that God wants to heal him. You make reference with what the Bible said in the book of Luke, and your faith marvels me. Even in the midst of uncertainty, you are still holding on to the word of God. I want you to know that we are holding on the word of God on your behalf. We are together in this uplifting baby Caleb, that this will end in miracle. It will not end in death. As you have declared it, so shall it be. From your mouth to the ears of God, you have already said it. that it will not end in death, and God hears. We are not praying to a deaf God. We are not praying to a prayer-storing God. We are praying to a prayer-answering God. And because He hears, and because His ears are not deaf, He will hear your prayer. I want you to know that I will join you. I've prayed for Baby Kele before, but today's prayer request touch me. We are praying for you. We are praying for the family. We are praying for your wife. We are praying for the baby Caleb. And we know this will end in testimony. It will not end the way the devil wants it. It will not end in shame. God will sustain baby Caleb in the name of Jesus. Father, we say thank you. Take all the glory for what you are to do in the life of the Caleb. We are not giving up because we are covenant.
Hey, this is Jerry calling from Duluth, Minnesota. This is for Maranatha Matt and his wife. Maranatha means, behold, he comes. I went to a college named Maranatha. And the college hymn written by Thelma Cederholm says, blessed be God and the Father, Creator whose Son, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Spirit, three in one, before the word was spoken, chose us that we should be to the praise of His glory. Praise Him eternally. Matt, rest assured, God has answered your prayer. He chose Caleb from the beginning, before the foundation of the world, to be to the praise of His glory. I know there are no words, and I won't try and give any, but take hold, Maranatha Matt. Maranatha, He cometh. Behold in the sky a shout, a voice, a trump of God. Our Lord is drawing nigh. Believe Him, receive Him. Look up and thou shalt be to the praise of His glory with Him eternally. Caleb is with Him eternally.
This is Hands to Heaven, inviting you to join me as we pray beneath the tree, using Jody Barrett's book, Jingle and Joy. Today we pray for the sick. Our verse, Luke 1:37, reminds us that nothing is impossible with God. Therefore, we can pray big prayers for the sick. We can ask for healing. And while you pray, remember, your big may differ from another's big, but our big God is bigger than any illness in this world. Lord, thank you for hearing our prayers. We lift those who are sick and in need of healing to you. Help us to remember to pray for them and with them. We trust you to do great things. Strengthen the sick. Give wisdom to their doctors. We know miracles are in your hands. We also know that beautiful, perfect healing is with you in heaven. No more suffering and no more pain. Thank you for that promise. Amen. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Good morning, my beautiful DAB family. This is Rusty to Redeemed from Ohio. This is my second call, and it's my Christmas greeting. My first call was my campfire story. I'm so thankful for all of you, and so I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. But I know for some, that will sound really hard to hear because this is a hard time of year. And so for those of you that that's true, please know I'm praying for you. And remember, just like my name, even when you're rusty, you can still be used, but you can also be redeemed. Much love, Rusty to Redeemed from Ohio.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for December 10th. Sometimes we as parents can get this kind of wake-up call from our own kids. We long and pray for them to take hold of Christ and become passionate about Him. And then they do. They get excited about reading their Bibles and being with other believers to worship. Their enthusiasm can challenge us to evaluate our own passion for Christ. They want us to be as excited as they are about serving Jesus, even if it takes us out of our comfort zone. Perhaps this is one of the many ways the Lord uses our children to sanctify us as parents. Sometimes their fresh and passionate love for Jesus reminds us of the fresh and passionate love for Jesus we once had that over the years may have waned. Lord, we want to love you in the way we did when our love was new. How can we pray for our children to love Christ if our love for you has grown cold? Stir in us fresh passion for you as we do the things we did when we first began this life in you. I love you, family.
Hallelujah. Good morning, family. It is Thursday, December 11th. And as I sit here and listen to the prayer and encouragement at the end of today's podcast, I heard Matt give the devastating news about Caleb. However, my heart leaps with this man's faith, oh God. You know, when you said, Matt, that you believe, oh God, that's what it takes. Your faith has healed Caleb, oh God. And I stand firm with you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you touch, you heal, oh God, and you revive, oh God. Lord God, you resurrected Lazarus, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you right now for the resurrection of Caleb, oh God. Father God, I bless this family, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you encourage your wife. And Father God, most of all, Lord God, I pray that somebody's faith be strengthened by the evidence of your glory, oh God. Father, I just thank you right now. Father, I just bless you, Jesus. I praise you and I glorify you for your goodness, oh God. Father God, Caleb's life is going to be a true testament, oh God. Father God, how he led so many to you, Jesus. How I thank you right now, Lord God. I thank you. I bless you, Jesus. Oh, I bless you. I bless you, brother. You encourage me so. Father God, this man's faith, oh God, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray that it leads millions to you, Jesus. I pray that this miracle leads millions to you, oh God. Father, I thank you, and we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Caleb will live and he shall not die. He is covered by the blood. Brother, go in, be blessed. Family, I love you in Jesus.
Hello, this is SJ by the Sea with Jesus. I'm calling for prayer for my family member, Ernest. He's going in today to have his toe, his big toe, amputated in the side of his foot. They're also going to have to remove some of that as well. So just please pray for him that everything will go smoothly. And after the amputation, then they're going to have to do a bypass because the circulation in that leg, his right leg, is just barely even there. So please just pray for him that everything goes well. Thank you, and I'm praying for you guys in the background. Thank you so much.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. I wanted to call in to pray for Darlene in California and her son. Lord, Darlene's son has been very stubborn and just doesn't want help. He's currently going into a psychiatric hospital. It's just, it's rough. That's hard. He's decided he doesn't want anybody's help and he wants to live out in the woods and I don't know. But God, you know, that you love her, or you love Darlene. You love Darlene's son, and Darlene knows that as well, and she, thank you that she's been given Bible verses to help her and comfort her through this, to keep her at peace. Lord, I also want to pray for Brian and Mitchell in Ohio, who are going through this a similar thing. I've called in to pray for them before, but I just want to pray again that you would support them and bless them and strengthen them. Lord, thank you for both of those families, and I know that you have not given up on either of the sons. It's in your name I pray.
Hey, what's going on, Dad family? My name's Johnny, or people call me Cowboy, and I just want to say that I found the Daily Audio Bible while I was in prison. And, man, hey, you know, a little background. I gave my heart to God when I was 8. I didn't really follow what God wanted me to do, and but still, like, I had God right there the entire time. I was just afraid to submit and surrender because that was contrary to what my flesh wanted to do. And so I went to prison, a innocent man, and was, you know, wrongfully sent there, and didn't want to have any harbor or didn't want to harbor any anger or resentment, any of that stuff in my heart. I didn't want it to corrupt me because right before I went in, I started just, all right, God, like, you got my attention, boom, let's do this. And then finally surrendered completely to him inside prison. And, you know, and it's just been a beautiful journey since then. You know, he gives us this amazing and incredible peace once we turn around and say, hey, I don't have this, like, I can't do this, but I need you. And, you know, so I found the Daily Audio Bible in there, and, I was listening to it, and I started listening to the prayer requests, and oh my God, y'all touched my heart. Oh, y'all touched my heart so good. And man, that was just such a blessing because there was so much brokenness inside prison. God's blessed me with this thing to not everyone, but to be able to see some people and just see this hurt and pain that are on their face, that they wear on their face. And, you know, so I would go to my...
Oh, Lord, I'm on my knees and praying alongside my brother, Maranatha Matt, asking, seeking, knocking, asking that you will resurrect baby Caleb, that you will be glorified through his life, Jesus. You are the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in you can come to the Father. And we believe, Lord, help our unbelief. Speak, Jesus, to Caleb and call him to come out. Just as you called up Lazarus, you are the resurrection, Jesus. We lift up baby Caleb and his mama and his daddy. Comfort this family and be glorified through their testimony, Lord. We praise you. We love you. And we pray in your holy name. This is Summer and the Songbird in Nebraska. We love you.
Hi, this is Evie. I'm calling in from San Antonio, Texas. It's been a little while since I've called, so I'll give you a little backstory. I left an abusive ex at the end of 2017 with my four kiddos, and it had become very clear that if I didn't leave, we wouldn't make it out of that house alive. I've been going through a custody battle, a pretty nasty one. The girls are older, so it's now been for our two young boys. A while after I left, our two oldest daughters made outcries against their father, and he was arrested and charged with a continuous SA of a child under the age of 14. And I'm calling because we're going to court in February, a criminal court trial. They say to expect about 2 weeks for trial, and I just need prayer. I need support. I need encouragement. I just need so much prayer for my kids and me, for God to help us, to give us strength, and to really repair the relationship between my oldest daughters. We're all going to be there, and they have gotten to the point with all the abuse and trauma that they can't even be in the same room together. So that's been very stressful and very hard. I'm praying that the prosecution team will have everything they need to really show the truth and show what happened, and for it to be crystal clear, and for us to have favor with the judge, with the jury, for truth to prevail, and for us to have justice. No weapon formed against us to prosper. Thank y'all.
I just want to thank God for all of the blessings and provisions that He has made for me and my daughter so far. As a single mom, it's really hard and sometimes discouraging when you feel like you're falling short. But one thing that always lifts me up is to remember to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and be patient with Him, because His timing is always perfect. And so knowing that, we should always try to be humble and lean on Him, because He will always provide for us when he believes that it is on His timing most beneficial to Him and to us. I still struggle with feeling like I can't meet financial needs, but I always give my anxieties and concerns to Him, because He has always been holding my hand this whole time and has never let me down. So no matter what, I know that I will be okay. It's just hard during the holidays and all of that, but I pray that He blesses other people as well. And I'm so thankful that I have Him.
Hey, Devers, it's Fearfully and Wonderfully Made from Winchester, Virginia, asking you all to join me in prayer for Maranatha and Matt and his wife, who are pregnant. And they didn't hear a heartbeat on this last visit to the doctor. Matt, don't let me just share with you. I work in the medical field, and I had a patient several years ago that was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, which is normally 99% fatal. And I ended up praying over her, laid my body over her hospital bed, over her body, and I prayed for her. And they transferred her out to another hospital to do the surgery. And when the doctor got in, they found that the cancer was totally encapsulated, something that the doctor said he had never seen before, but he had read about it in medical journals. And here we are 7 years later, and she is totally cancer-free. So I just want to encourage you, the medical field doesn't know everything, and God's power and His healing is more than we can understand in the medical field. And it's always amazing whenever we see a miracle of God in healing. And I know that He can do the same for your little one. Dear Heavenly Father, we just ask that You would put Your healing hands on this baby, that You would heal him in the womb, that the next time that they go for their doctor's visit, that they will hear a heartbeat, and You will bring complete healing to this little baby. These things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Matt, keep the faith. Keep the courage. Regardless of what happens, God is still faithful. We love you.
Hi, beautiful family. This is Suzanne calling from Albuquerque. It's been a long time since I called in, but I do have a prayer. One of our beautiful Dab sisters, Jill, is who's also a dear friend and a student of mine, has just gone through a really horrendous time where her rental property hadn't been maintained. The back steps were corroded, and the concrete was just kind of all junk. It was never maintained, in other words. They never came to fix much of anything. And anyway, one night was running, and This was a couple years ago, and I'm running to get away from a wasp nest and tripped and fell and crushed her elbow, resulting in four surgeries and a year where she could not work. And it was a really awful, awful mess because she lost all that income and also accumulated all of these medical bills. And so she's in phenomenal debt here and makes very little money. And they're probably going to kick her out of the property after the new year. And she has no idea what she's going to do. And I think she just needs all of you to pray for her. I know Jesus loves her so much. She's such a beautiful person. She and her little daughter will need a place to stay. And she's also trying to now has decided that she needs to sue the insurance company of the rental, and she really needs to get reimbursed for all of this and be able to start her life anew. So appreciate your prayers, family. Thank you.
Good afternoon, family. This is Retta from the Pacific Northwest. And I'm calling in for, I've got a prayer request for my daughter-in-law's mother. Her name is Patricia. First of all, Patricia and Caitlin both need Jesus. They're not saved, so salvation is the utmost for both of them. But Patricia is in the hospital, and they believe she's got lung cancer. Not sure how bad it is or what treatment program they're going to put her on. Looks like possibly radiation, but would like prayer for her recovery, her healing, that God will put people in front of her, bring angels into her to whisper in her ear and tell her about you, Jesus. Caitlin as well, you know, she's kind of a lost sheep out there and needs strength to help with her mom. Her and her mom didn't have the best relationship, so for Caitlin to come alongside of a mother is just such a sweet, sweet blessing. Just shows how big her heart is. So I just ask for prayer for both Caitlin and Patricia and healing for Patricia and her lungs. And I thank you so much. And I pray all of this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Hi, this is Kate. But I'm going to go by KR because there's already a Kate from Arizona. Just calling in to thank the Harden family for all their hard work and thank them for the beautiful 20th year Christmas box they made. It's fantastic. I just want to wish everybody a blessed and safe New Year and Christmas. And I'm starting my fifth year with the DAB and DABC in November, this past November I did. So I thank you for that. And I've learned a lot and grown a lot. And if you happen to be alone for Christmas this year, really consider yourself not alone because you're with Jesus and we are celebrating his birth. So it's really kind of a blessing to be alone with him. Anyway, happy holidays. Love everyone. Bye.
Good afternoon. I want to pray for some of the Davers. Byron out in Florida, thinking of you and praying for you and your wife and children. Sweet Patricia from New Orleans, we haven't heard from you in a long time. I'm praying for you. Tony, the narrator, wondering how you're doing and praying for you. Curtis from Cali. Kevin from Southern California. With your three sons, would like to hear an update. I'm praying for you guys as well. I think it's Prayer Warrior Princess from Southern California. We haven't heard from you in a long time, and I'm thinking of you and praying for you as well. Praying for all you Dabbers, and I'm blessed to be part of this family. This is Bart from Kentucky, and I'm walking in the light. Have a good day, everybody.
Hey guys, it's your boy Spark. Man, I just wanted to share something that just right now it just happened, and I was like, you know what, you need to call this in. There's a young man who worked for me about a year year and a half ago. Hard worker, drove an hour and a half every day on a dirt bike. Half the time the dirt bike was breaking down. He was late a lot, you know, but he was a hard worker. So you knew he had something going on. Well, didn't see each other for a year. He's back again. And this young man has found God. And it's been amazing to see. He's completely transformed. I would compare to the Apostle Paul of him reading 3 days a week and just, I've just watched, you know, and they're talking about God and the crew's talking about God. And this dude quit drinking, quit smoking, quit doing drugs about 2 weeks ago. And nobody really, somebody knew something was up with him, but he got vocal about it and he got saved. Well, we had a conversation and I was telling him about 5 years ago, I was in the same boat. He just sent me a text. I had told him about DAB and he goes, I got it. And sent me a screenshot of this. And he goes, this is the missing piece I've been needing. The devil distracts me when I read. I said, me too. That's God, y'all. Love you.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. I wanted to pray for Daniel in Cincinnati. There's just a lot of different things, and I'm so encouraged that he's asking for prayer. So I'm just going to jump right into it. Lord, I want to pray for Daniel and his wife, Jenny. They have decided it would be a good idea to seek out marriage counseling. They've done some other stuff, but I think this is a good idea. And I'm honestly grateful that they can move to that space and do that work. So I pray that you would bless that and have it be fruitful and that you would work in each of their hearts for them to be willing to do the work. Lord, I want to pray for their daughter, Keisha, who is struggling emotionally with some things but has not decided to get help yet, Lord. I know that, at least for me, I've had issues getting help, and that's not a good place to be because it is very hard. You end up being very hard on yourself. And so, Lord, I pray for Keisha that you would open her eyes, open her heart. I know that deep down she needs some help, wants some help, and I hope that you would help her recognize that. I pray that you would help her come to you and desire your help. Lord, I want to pray for Daniel's dad, who just had back surgery, and, a couple years ago, but now one of the rods has broken that was put in, and ouch, that hurts. God, I pray that you would comfort him, protect him, help him to see how you're working through this, and with this next surgery, it's going to be 7 hours. Lord, I pray that you would give everyone peace and calm and just protect his dad through that. I also want to pray for his mom, who has lost vision in her left eye, and the right eye looks like it might start to go out.
This prayer and song goes to mighty baby Caleb, that we are declaring life over you in the name of Jesus.
There will be no dirge, only celebration. There will be no dirge, only watch and see my salvation. Live, Caleb, live, in the name of Jesus, live. Caleb, live, only watch and see my salvation.
Hey fam, reaching out to Elizabeth from Delaware. Sister, I heard you tonight and I was out messing around, raking leaves. And your voice came on, and I want to tell you what a pleasure that was. I would like to personally tell you thank you for fervently being a voice that doesn't get a lot of thanks, but a voice that has been in my mind for years now. Your work that you do with the incarcerated, your attitude. Sister, thank you. And you're one to be looked up at. And I will always look up to you. But I just wanted to tell you thank you. And you teach us how to fervently pray, you and many other ladies in this group. Thanks for letting us look up to someone in that end. Love you. Love you.
Hi, family. Beloved in Bakersfield, calling in December 11th to pray over our children. What sorrow awaits you who say, if only the day of the Lord were here. You have no idea what you are wishing for. That day will bring darkness, not light. Amos 5:18. Sometimes it seems like we spend a lot of our lives focused on a day in the future. As we are growing up, we look forward to the last day of school that would launch us into a season of fun and freedom. Now, as parents, we often count down to the day when school will start again. But there are also days to come that we dread. There's a day spoken of throughout Scripture, a day of divine intervention in human history called the Day of the Lord, or sometimes simply the day, or that day. It is described as a day when burdens will be lifted, honor bestowed, salvation accomplished, redemption completed, abundance enjoyed, satisfaction made full, and healing made plentiful. It sounds like a day to long for, and it is, but this is not all that the Bible tells us about this day. We also discover in the Scriptures that the day of the Lord will be a day of humiliation, destruction, cruelty, doom, darkness, retribution, distress, anguish, and ruin. When we read these descriptions, the day seems like one to dread. So which is it? Will the day of the Lord, the day that Christ returns, be a day of mourning or a day of joy? Will it be a day of incredible loss or a day of indescribable gain? To be continued.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to pray for Joyful Jane, praying for your daughter, Allie. And I'm listening to your prayers and asking God to calm her heart, calm her racing mind. And God's like, call in. So I pray, Allie, that you, even at this hour, that you feel God's hand upon you and that you respond to his mighty hand moving upon you, that you will trust him, that you will honor him, that you will glorify him in the midst of pain, in the midst of swelling, in the midst of feeling like you don't know what's going on. Trust him. Trust him. Feel the prayers of the people praying for you. Trust God for your life and what you need God to do and the peace that you need in your life. Trust him. What's the worst that can happen? That he doesn't answer. But how awesome for you. God answers our prayers. He hears us. He sits there with the brokenhearted. So trust him. It really is that simple. Is to trust him through the pain. Worship him. Sing hymns. Change your music. And sit there until you feel the Holy Spirit come upon you. And you start to worship him in your own way. God heard you the first time. Relax. Relax. I know I'm saying some hard words. Relax in them. Things will start to shift. And as you're worshiping, you won't feel your pain. God is close to the brokenhearted.
Good morning. This is Marilyn calling from New Hampshire. I'm calling on Friday, December 11th. I'm calling for an update on our daughter, Bree. We've called before for healing prayer for her. Right now, it's pretty urgent. She's in Brigham's Hospital in Boston. She has two fistulas in her abdomen, attached to her intestines and attached to her ovaries, which is causing severe pain and severe weight loss. Excuse me. And the plan was to drain these fistulas and then, you know, put her on TPN for nutrition. But the doctor said yesterday that putting drains in these fistulas would be too risky for Bree because they're attached to her intestines. So that was very disappointing that they couldn't drain them. So now we know that God has a plan B to get these fistulas out. So we're asking for urgent prayer to pray for Bree. To get these fistulas out, God, and to also bring her back to health. I've got to put her on TPN, which is a nutrition drink. She needs that severely also. She's very, very frail. So thank you for your prayers for Bree, for God to make a way to get these fistulas out and also the desmoid tumors out. In Jesus' name, she needs a miracle. So we thank you for your prayers, that healing prayers for Bree, and most important, Lord, to just draw Bree into a deep place with you, God. She knows you're working, Lord, but she needs just pray for a deeper way for Bree in her walk with you, God. And we thank you all for praying for this urgent prayer for Bree. We love you all. Thank you, DAB family. We pray for all of you. Love you. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Learning to Completely Trust in the UK. Today's December 12th. I have a praise report and also asking for prayer. The praise report is for my daughter, Shantae. Thank you to everyone who prayed for Shantae. So when Shantae had her appointment on the 8th of December, they found that it's just merely cyst. Cyst is just some swelling that basically comes and goes. It's not a problem unless it's causing you like physical problems like aches or you know, jeopardizing anything. Normally cyst just comes and goes. So thank you to everyone that has prayed for Shantae. So Shantae is really, really doing really well. Kimberly continues to do really well, and Brandon is also doing really well at university. So thank you to all that have prayed for my children. Please continue to lift them up. I would like to ask for prayer for my friend's daughter. Her name is Chloe. She was taken into the hospital earlier this last week with urosepsis. Bitter resistance to antibiotics, but then they finally found one that works. So at the moment she's not having sepsis at the moment, but what is happening is she has some form of swelling and stuff in her kidneys and blockage in her kidneys. So she's still in the hospital. She's doing better because she's not in sepsis, but she's not doing too well because of this blockage in the kidneys. So they are going to be doing a couple of CT scans and stuff today. So I ask you please to lift up Chloe to the Lord with me. Thank you, family, for support. Thank you. Good morning, family. This is Learning to Completely Trust in the UK. Today is December 12th, and I'm calling to join in prayer for a couple of our brothers and sisters that I've heard on the prayer line today. Praying for Donna, who possibly has a brain tumor. They're doing biopsy. Praying for Butterfly. Praying for Locked in LA, who is still suffering from COVID. Praying for Caleb. Dad called in to say that he didn't have a heartbeat, but we're trusting God for a miracle. Praying also for our friend that had the back surgery, who is slowly healing, but I think they needed to go back in and do another test again. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and praise for you, how mighty and how powerful powerful you are. Lord, there is nothing, absolutely nothing that we can go through that you are not aware of. So, Lord God, we just want to give you thanks because you know us better than we even know ourselves. Lord Jesus, you continue to perform miracles within our group there, Lord Jesus, within our DAB family. And so when we lift up our brothers and sisters today, God, we trust that you will continue to perform miracles in this group. We ask that you will touch each and everyone that we have called their names, those who are continually praying behind the scene and those who have not called in. God, we know that you are able. We believe that you can do abundantly beyond anything that we can ever expect. And so, God, we thank you. We pray that you give us peace. We pray that you give us patience as we wait on you, dear God, to perform and do what you do best. We thank you, God, in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Stay strong, DAB family. God is still God. Love you all.
I wanted to pray for his precious teen one from the UK. She has been recently diagnosed with chronic kidney disease and has already been living with lupus. She is 35 years old. Lord, I'll lift her up to you. She is very precious to you, and we care about her as well. God, I am so thankful for her heart that she would like your glory to be evidenced throughout her life and your will be done throughout this. We ask for a healing. We ask for just restoration of her body. But ultimately, we know that your will is best. And even if that doesn't happen, I pray that you would support her through stuff like dialysis or a transplant. And Lord, that's hard for that age. God, just, you know, feels like this shouldn't be happening right now. At least later down the road, but not now. And God, I pray that you would help her trust you, and thank you that she is somewhat at peace with this. I pray that you would continue to keep her in that state. And then that would be really powerful to those around her who see her peace and know that you are working through that. Lord, thank you for her. It's in your name I pray. Amen.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for December 11th. The reality is that it will be both those who have feared the Lord by believing his gospel and who are joined to Christ by faith can wake up every morning wondering with an eager heart if this will be the day God will intervene in human history. But those who have rejected God's offer of mercy and ignored his gracious invitation into the safety of his fold should wake up every day thinking about his coming with a sense of sickening fear. Lord, as we anticipate the day, your day, when you come to punish and put away evil and set all things right in your world, we long for it to be filled with joy and victory for everyone in our family. We long to experience the glory of your coming side by side with our children. Fill us with all glad anticipation for your day. I love you, family.
Oh, good morning, precious Gab family. Today is December 12th, and I'm calling in for words of encouragement for today and yesterday. Just it all syncs together, doesn't it? This is Wildflower in the foothills of the Cascade Mountains in Washington. So first, I just want to say to all my Washington brothers and sisters that I just pray I had your protection over you and your situations with the recent floods that we've just had. I just pray that you have provisions, that you have peace in your heart, and that there are just angels on assignment for your circumstances and wherever you are. I want to pray for people that have been calling in over the last year. I don't have notes on me, but Lennox comes to mind, and so many others that have been just going through health issues. I know people that have been going through health issues, and some of those are just like our bodies, you know, going through our humanly deterioration, like whatever. And sometimes they're just assaults from the enemy. And I'm reminded of Matthew 17, 20 and 21 specifically, which I'm just going to paraphrase for the sake of time. But those verses are so important about having childlike faith, like faith like a mustard seed, that we can move mountains. And that is God that does it for us, because we've forgotten who we are. We are adopted into the family of our Creator through Jesus, our every...
Christmas greetings, DAB family. This is Rybka calling in from Nairobi, Kenya. My husband Paul and I listen to the Daily Audio Bible every day together, and it has been such a joy and part of the rhythm of our life over the past, I think, 13 or 14 years. I especially loved following Brian and Jill on their journey through the ancient Roman world, and it really stirred my imagination. You know, we hear in the Advent season the stories of Mary as a young person, how she accepted God's invitation through the angel Gabriel and then went to her relative Elizabeth and was praising God for God's faithfulness to her. And when I learned from you that it's likely Mary accompanied John, the beloved disciple, to Ephesus, that really stirred my imagination, and I suddenly could picture how it was that the gospel writer Luke might have collected the account of one who was an eyewitness of these things from the very first, Mary herself. And just having these pictures of Luke visiting Mary as a very old lady, and her recounting all that had happened to her as a young person in an old lady voice creaking out that same song, "My soul magnifies the Lord." And I just pray for all of us that when we reach our old age, we would be able to sing the same songs of praise that we did when we were young. May God bless each one of us this Christmas season. Keep us longing for the Savior. Amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. I wanted to call in to pray for a lady down in Alabama and her niece, Tegan. First, God, I want to thank you that the Breathing Prayer Book has been such a blessing to her and undoubtedly to her niece as well. And it's a powerful tool, and I'm grateful for Brian and Jill and Ezekiel that they were brave enough, courageous enough, and kind enough to share that with us. Lord, I want to pray for Tegan, who is not in a great family situation with her mom and her grandma, who are just, I don't know all the details, but Lord, my heart goes out to this 6-year-old girl who is not getting the family life that I or anyone would want her to have. I pray that you would be her true loving parent, her father, and she would grow up with a strong connection to you, however that happens. Lord, I also want to pray for her aunt who called in. I don't remember her name, but no, you do. You remember all our names, even when we forget each other. And God, I pray for her health issues that she's having. She didn't specify what, but pray that you would just be with her, comfort her in that, and work through that. And she would take heart, seeing how you...
Hi, everybody. This is Susie from Colorado. I just wanted to give you an update on my friend Nancy that I had prayed would come out of her coma from a massive stroke. She had the stroke on Sunday, and today is Thursday. Yesterday, they took her off life support, and my best friend of my whole life is going to be with the Lord. And during this holiday season, I know that there are so many of us who are missing our children, our spouses, our friends who have gone on. And I just want to let you know, it hurts and it's pretty sad. And the only thing that we can really do is know that we have each other and try to remember to keep those bonds and build those bonds, because even though those people are irreplaceable, God has other people here that we need to get to be closer to, I think. And I'm going to try to do that. I don't know how I make another friend that was like that one. I'm sure she's in heaven, probably telling God that he needs to take care of me, because this is going to hurt a lot for a long time. And I don't know if that happens or not, but I sure hope it does. Anyway, I love you guys. Bye.
Good morning. I want to respond to a couple prayer requests. First is, I believe her name was Lillian, calling in for wrist issues, tendonitis, and just healing of the wrists. So Lord, we lift Lillian up. We ask you as the great designer that you would just heal and mend her arm in the ways it needs to be mended, that you would bring physical therapists, doctors, other body specialists in her life that could speak words of knowledge and advice and education on how she could move and exercise her wrists to slowly but surely better it. But we also ask, Lord, that you would heal it. We ask that you would just, whether miraculously or through long, arduous, consistent work, mend her wrists, Lord. And I want to pray for the woman that called in, her brother and his wife had just lost their 13-year-old son who has special needs. And I can't imagine what kind of grief they're going through. So we pray, Lord, that you would just be in the center of that grief, that you would facilitate abundant and boundless love and grace and peace inside that situation. We pray that they grieve and heal from this loss, but we thank you for the time they had with him. In your son's name I pray, amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family, I wanted to call in on behalf of a listener who called in for prayer for his daughter who is pregnant, and they are all of a sudden in a situation where the doctors want them to be in the hospital or doctor's office ASAP, and they have no clue what's going on. Lord, it's just so nerve-wracking and so unsettling, especially when it has to do with someone you care about so much and a new life. God, I just pray that you would heal the baby, heal her, heal the father who is very anxious right now and needs you to comfort him. God, I pray that you would work this all out. This would be all right, and you would bring everyone closer to you as a result.
This is Hands to Heaven, inviting you to join me as we pray beneath the tree using Jody Barrett's book, Jingle and Joy. Today's verse is 1 Thessalonians 5:11. So encourage each other and build each other up. Today we pray for teachers. Teachers have the pressure of performing. They also have the pressure of dozens of people to please. They have little ones in their care all day. They are disrespected and often ridiculed by their students and the parents of their students. And yes, they must also worry about how they share their beliefs in the classroom. Teachers need our prayers. They also need our love, support, and encouragement. While you pray for teachers this week, would you also reach out to a teacher and encourage them? Lord, Jesus was a teacher. He too was ridiculed and disrespected. He continued to love others. He continued to teach. He loved children. He welcomed them with loving arms and tender words. Such a great example. We don't need lights and trees to share the good news. We need love, kind words, and open arms. The light that shines in us will draw others to you. Help our teachers be light in the darkness of legislation that constrains. Protect them and encourage them to keep loving and serving in the jobs where you have placed them. Help us be an encouragement to a teacher this week. Amen. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Maranatha Matt, this is God's Life Speaker. I am going to stand with you. We are going to stand with you, believing and speaking life into Caleb, that the movement that your wife didn't feel, that he is revived. We can speak this. We can believe it. God can do miracles. You and your wife have been an amazing, amazing testimony to the rest of us, that God with himself, his spirit, stands with you, and he has already answered prayers for the life of Caleb. So we continue to just lift you up, pray that our prayers encourage the two of you, three of you, and just believing that God will do miracles. We are asking this in the only name, the mighty name of Jesus. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey, Daddy Bible family. I wanted to call in and pray for Bart in Kentucky. He's having some hard things with his friends and family. His friend's dad, his name Michael, just underwent brain surgery, and his mother-in-law, who is 90, just fell and had a lot of stitches in her head. So, Lord, I want to pray for Rosetta, who is a long, long time believer in you. She is nearing the end of her life here on earth and is getting ready to go be with you in heaven. I pray that you would give her peace and comfort as her head heals up, and pray for Bart as well, because that's hard, and I pray that you would comfort him. I want to pray for his friend Eric and Eric's dad Michael, who just had a brain tumor removed. That's a lot. That's heavy. Lord, I pray that you would help them take care of the rest of it, the residue, which is quite frankly a little scary to not have gotten all of it out. God, I pray that you would just comfort them and show them how you are working in this situation. In your son's name I pray. Amen. Hey, Daily Idea Bible family. I wanted to call in to pray for Carolyn from Wisconsin and her husband, Nikki, who was recently diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer. Lord, this is a hard, hard thing to deal with. And it's not, there's no promise of healing. There's no promise of it getting all better and it being good, but I know that it will be good because you are working through this, Lord. Thank you that there is
ways to treat this, and that Carolyn and Nikki have a blessed marriage together, and that they are walking with you. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen them, and you would shine such a light from Nikki that other people would take notice and see your glory as a result. Lord, thank you for this family. I pray that you would bless them through and through. In your name I pray. Amen.